Mommy, can I go outside and ride this pony until it can't walk anymore?
I don't know, Jeffy. I'll call your dad and ask.
Well, let me go do it anyway. Life's too short.
All right, pony. You ready for me to ride you? Yeehaw! Oh, you like it when I ride you, pony? Huh? Oh, slow down there, girl.
Finally, almost home.
My phone's ringing. Rosalina, what does she want? I just ran over Jeffy!
Oh no, Please be okay, baby!
Jeffy! Oh no! What do I do? Oh no, I'm gonna go to jail! Why was I paying attention? Stupid phone, stupid cell phone! Okay, I'm gonna take him inside, and I'm gonna say someone else hit him. Yeah, I'm gonna say someone else hit him. Come on, Jeffy, you're okay! Oh, baby, it's so awful!
Mario, why didn't you answer my call?
Because I was driving, and I don't look at my phone while I'm driving. That'd be irresponsible. You could hit someone.
Were you with another woman?
What? No, look at me! Someone hit Jeffy with their car and ran off!
What? Oh, no! My poor baby! Mario, what happened?
I was pulling into the driveway, and you started calling me, and then I looked up, and some crazy maniac who was on his phone hit Jeffy and drove off. I don't know, some crazy guy, but it was an accident, so we shouldn't call the cops, we should just call a doctor.
Mario, did you see what the car looked like?
He was driving a red car.
Mario, you drive a red car.
Yeah, a lot of people drive red cars, but no, it was some guy driving a red car, he hit Jeffy and he drove off.
Did you see what he looked like?
No, his phone was blocking his face, so I didn't see him, but we should definitely call a doctor, not the cops, because we shouldn't get the cops involved, it was an accident.
Mario, we need to call the cops!
No, we should call a doctor, Jeffy's obviously hurt, we have to call a doctor.
But Mario, the person who did this deserves to go to jail for the rest of his life!
Wait, really?
Yes!
But it was an accident, though.
Mario, we have to call the cops right now!
Oh, no, we gotta call a doctor.
No, Mario, the cops!
The doctor!
Cops!
A doctor!
Cops!
A doctor!
Cops!
Hey there, somebody called Dr. Cop?
Yes, Dr. Cop. Somebody hit my son with their car and drove off, and we didn't know whether to call a doctor or a cop.
Well, he is injured, so I could see why you'd want to call a doctor. And he was in a hit and run, which is illegal, so I could see why you'd want to call a cop. So I'll just be both and fix all of it.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, let's see if your son's okay. He's got a pulse, so he's alive. That's good.
Oh, thank God.
Thank God, I thought I killed him. I thought the guy driving the car who hit him and ran killed him.
That was weird. That was weird what you just said. I'm going to remember that. That was weird. All right, let's see if your son's responsive. Hey, kid, wake up. Hey, I'm going to bite your ear. I'm going to do it. Get out of here. All right, see, if somebody was biting my ear, I'd wake up. So I'm going to say he's in a coma.
A coma?
Oh, no, a coma. Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to be honest. I'm just kind of eyeballing it. But we're going to go with coma for now until he wakes up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so about that hit and run.
We don't have to worry about the hit and run. The guy's long gone by now, and he'll learn his lesson one day. Karma will get him.
No, he committed a crime, and he's going to jail for a long, 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 long time.
A long, 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 long time?
Oh, a long, 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 long time.
How long is a long, 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 long time?
Like 30 years long.
30 years? I'll be like 70. Okay, so yeah, let's figure out who that is if we ever find him.
Yeah, if we ever find him. Tell me what happened.
Okay, so my son was riding a horse in the road, and then the car hit him.
I'm sorry, your son was riding a horse?
Yeah, but my son was riding a horse in the road, and a car hit him and drove off.
So the horse got hit by the car, too?
Yes.
But is the horse okay? Should I be getting my vet outfit?
Oh, no, the horse wasn't real.
Oh, it was an imaginary horse.
No, the horse is a thing, it just wasn't real.
I'm sorry, is the horse alive or dead?
No, it's dead. It's never been alive.
Okay, so your son was riding a stillborn horse?
No, it's like an adult horse.
Your son was riding a dead adult horse?
I mean, yes, the horse has never been alive, so it's like a dead adult horse.
Oh my gosh, it was a stuffed horse!
Oh, why didn't you just say that?
Well, because it is a stuffed horse, but it also is like a machine. It has like this bouncy mechanism.
I don't care about the horse. Why are you talking to me about a horse?
Because you asked what happened. He was riding the bouncy stuffed horse.
I don't care about the horse. Okay, tell me about the car. What did the car look like?
It was a red car, and it was going super fast, and it hit him, and it drove off.
Okay, so where's the horse?
The horse? I don't know. You said you didn't care about the horse.
I mean, you're right, but I'm...
The horse, like, it's in the road. There might be pieces of it in the grill of the car.
Okay. Red horse car. I can work with that. Who was driving red horse car?
It was some guy. I didn't see him. He had a phone in front of his face.
Okay. He has a phone. What else did he look like?
I mean, I didn't really see much. I think he had a mustache.
A mustache? Okay, what color was the mustache?
Orange. Brown orange.
Oh, no. It wasn't me, was it?
No.
I mean, you can tell me if it's me. I can handle the truth. I'll arrest myself. It's okay.
I mean, it could be you. I don't know.
I feel like I'd remember hitting a dead adult horse. I don't think it was me. It wasn't me. You know that song? By Shaggy.
Yeah, I know that song. Okay, so it wasn't you. It was just some random guy with a mustache.
Random guy in a horse car with a mustache owns a phone. Okay, I think that's enough to go on. I'm gonna track this guy down, but man, I really wish your son would wake up so he can tell me who hit him.
Wait. Yeah. Do you think my son will remember who hit him?
I mean, he's wearing a helmet, so yeah, probably.
When he wakes up, how can I make him not remember?
Okay, that was another weird one. I'm gonna remember that too. You're being weird. I'm gonna keep my eye on you. You're weird.
Mario, when do you think Jeffy's going to wake up?
Hopefully not anytime soon.
Mario, why would you say that?
Because, you know, he just got hit by a car, so I bet he's in a lot of pain, and I'd rather him be in a coma so he doesn't feel the pain.
Wait a second, Mario. We have cameras outside. What if the cameras caught the guy who hit Jeffy?
Yeah, you're right. We do have cameras outside.
Well, let's go check!
No. I will go check the cameras. You should stay here and make sure Jeffy keeps breathing.
Okay, Mario.
Yeah, you stay here. Don't follow me.
What you doing, buddy?
Destroying my security camera?
Yeah, I can see that. I guess I was mostly just wondering why.
Oh, because, don't tell my wife, but earlier I made out with the ice cream man and the camera caught it and I didn't want her to see it.
Oh, who hasn't been there, right?
Yeah, I just wanted free ice cream. I didn't have any money, so I made out with the ice cream man.
Yeah, what kind of ice cream you get?
The SpongeBob with the messed up eyes.
Oh, yeah, that's worth making out with an ice cream man. You, sure you're not destroying that because it saw you doing something illegal?
No. It's America. Can't a man destroy his own security camera so his wife doesn't see him make out with the ice cream man?
Yeah, I guess you can do that, but, you're not doing a very good job. The light's still on.
Oh, it's still working. We can fix that.
I would actually stop doing that if I were you.
Oh, well, did you find the red horsey car?
No, not yet, but I am still on the lookout for a red horse car being driven by a guy with a mustache who isn't me and owns a phone.
What? Who's that?
Now that looks like a red horsey car. Excuse me, sir, is this your car?
Yeah, I'm driving it. Are you blind?
He has a mustache.
I do.
Hold on. Look, there's a horse emblem on the car. Red horsey car.
Yeah, red horsey car.
Oh, I think this might be the guy. Excuse me, sir, do you own a cell phone?
Yes. What's with all the dumb questions?
Okay, I think this might be our guy. Hold on, let's check the grill and see if there's a horse stuck in it.
What?
All right, let's check the grill. Oh, man, do you see what I see?
A horse?
Yeah, there's a horse in the grill of his car. I think this might be our man. Hold on, let's check the facts. He has a mustache, he drives a red horsey car, there's a horse in the grill of his car, and he owns a phone. He also came back to the scene of the crime, which most criminals do. I think this might be our guy. The only question now is, does this look like the car that hit your son?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, this is the car. Oh, definitely. Oh, yeah, it looks just like it.
Okay, I'm gonna go arrest him.
This is effing ridiculous.
Excuse me, sir. Step out of the car, please.
Why?
Because you're under arrest for a hit and run.
I didn't hit anybody.
You telling me you didn't hit a kid on a horse today?
What the? No, I didn't hit Yankee Doodle coming to town while I was driving my Ferrari.
Yeah, well, we have a witness who saw you hit a kid who was riding a horse.
But I didn't hit anybody.
Then what are you doing here?
I came here to get Mario's house payment.
Oh, yeah, that's a very likely story. But look, we have a witness who saw you in your horsey car hit a kid and maybe a horse. I'm not really sure if the horse was there or if the horse was real or dead or imaginary, but look, you're under arrest.
Well, I'm going to be calling my lawyer.
Okay, but let me arrest you first. We'll figure that out later.
Fine.
Hey! Baby, they found the guy that ran over Jeffy!
They did? Who did it?
It was Mr. Goodman.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I'm glad he's finally behind bars. Poor Jeffy.
Yeah, well, poor Jeffy, but finally justice was served.
Yeah, he's finally locked up. And since I solved the crime, I guess I don't need this hat anymore.
Daddy, why did you run me over with your car?
Hold on, I'm getting it. What?
Jeffy, what are you talking about?
You ran me over with your car when you were playing on your phone.
No, he doesn't know what he's talking about. Jeffy, I think you noodled your caboodle. You knocked your head. Something happened to your head. It wasn't me.
It wasn't you.
No, it wasn't me, Jeffy. Was it me?
Yes, it was. I saw you driving the car with your phone in front of your face. I said, Daddy, stop, and you hit me.
You know, this actually makes a lot of sense when I saw you destroying that camera out there.
No, I was destroying the camera because I didn't want my wife to see me make out with the ice cream man.
You did that yes, you are.
Okay, baby, you need to go just sit over there because I don't know what's going on. Listen, I destroyed the camera. I don't want her to catch me.
Well, it's okay. We've all made out with the ice cream man, but I think you hit Jeffy.
No, I did not. Look, how about you ask him?
Jeffy, did he hit you with his car?
Wait a minute, before you answer that, Jeffy, do you want free ice cream?
Yeah, he hit me with his car.
What, Jeffy?
All right, you're under arrest.
Oh, no, Jeffy, you're grounded. It wasn't me. I promise it wasn't me.
Well, now that my daddy's going to jail for a long time, I get to do whatever I want. I'm going to go and ride my horsey in the street.
Oh, come on, let me go. I don't want to go to jail.
Your son already admitted you did it. The only way you're not going to jail is if your son doesn't want to press charges.
Jeffy, do you want to press charges?
Yep.
What? Jeffy, come on, I'm your dad.
No, I got to go ride Cheebiscuit in the street. See you later.
All right, come on.
No! I don't want to go to jail.
Hey, Mario.
Well, Goodman, what are you doing here?
How's my hair? Looks pretty good for just getting out of jail.
Wait, how'd you get out already?
Because I made bail. Because of course I did, because I'm rich.
Yeah, well, it's fine, because we know you didn't do it anyway. It was him.
Yeah, well, how much is his bail going
to
be?
I don't know, probably a lot.
All right, well, how about this? I'll give you $10,000 not to take him to jail. And just let me have him. I'm going to make him feed me grapes through his butt cheeks.
What? Okay, deal.
Well, no, I'd rather go to jail. Come on, give me a break.
Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
All right, you're coming with me.
No!
Oh, yeah, don't do bad things.
Kill me. There's no way it's 4 a.m. already.
Riley! Get up! It's time to go to work!
Yeah, I know, Karen. That's why I have an alarm clock. I don't need your annoying voice as another one.
Hey, Boydie? Boy, you're up. Can you make me breakfast?
Yeah, sure, because I have time for that.
And then I'm going to eat it, and then I'm going to go to bed and sleep till noon!
Yeah, I know, Karen. You do that every day. Oh, God, I really don't want to go to work. God, I prayed last night that I wouldn't wake up. Why do you hate me?
Ugh, bedhead. Not the good kind. I gotta brush that. Wait. Am I going bald? Oh my God, just like my father. Guess I better brush my teeth. Stupid fly. Karen, did you leave a window open?
Yes!
Why? Stupid fly. Great! Yeah, that's just great. This is the perfect start to my day. I guess I just won't brush my teeth. It's not like I have teeth anyway. What, Karen, you don't know how to flush?
Sorry, Boydie!
Yeah, you're sorry. I know. Okay, I guess I'll just wash my face then. Oh, come on. What, really? What, Karen, the sink is broken.
Fix it!
Yeah, I guess I'll just use hot water then. What? Oh, come on. What is going on?
Boydie, they turned the water off because they forgot to pay the water bill!
That doesn't explain why the sink is broken, Karen. The water company doesn't just come to your house and destroy your sink when you forget to pay the bill.
Hey, Boydie, I'm really hungry. Can you make me breakfast now?
Okay, it's not like I have a lot going on anyway.
Boydie, this isn't the kitchen.
I know, Karen. I need to get my uniforms for the day.
Oh, who are you going to be today, Boydie?
All of them.
Boydie, I'm starving.
Okay, I will make you breakfast.
Thank you, Boydie.
God, this woman... all right, Karen, what do you want for breakfast?
I want to play slap hands.
No, Karen, it's too early for slap hands. What do you want to eat?
Come on, Boynie, just one round.
No.
Come on, just stick out your hand and let me see if I can hit it.
Ow, you win.
Aw, Boynie, you're supposed to move it away. Here, try on me.
I really don't want to.
Come on, Boynie, hit it before I can move it out of the way.
My hand. You poor baby, you wanted to play slap hands over a hot stove.
Oh, Boynie, calm down. How about you go sit down, relax? I'll make you breakfast.
Really?
Yeah, Boynie, go relax.
Okay. Ow.
Okay, Boynie, here's your breakfast.
What in God's name is this?
Well, I cooked you a waffle.
Burned.
There's an egg on top.
Raw.
There's some Vienna sausages with ranch.
Ew.
Some pickles on the side.
Pickles don't go with waffles.
And then gummy worms for dessert.
Karen, I can't eat this. This is not food.
Oh, I forgot your water. You gotta hydrate.
What, did you get thirsty on the way from the kitchen?
Well, Boynie, I had to shower. Somehow the water's out.
You showered with a bottle of water?
Come on, Boynie. You need to eat up because you gotta go to work.
You know what? No. You know what? I'm not going to work today.
What, Boynie?
I'm not going to work. I'm not doing it today.
But, Boynie, who's gonna do all your jobs?
I don't know. I don't care. Today, it's not my problem. Today, I'm going to do what makes me happy, which is nothing.
But, Boynie! But, Boynie, you have to go to work.
Not today, I don't.
But, Boynie, we have bills to pay. They're going to turn off our power.
I don't care. They already turned off the water. It doesn't matter.
Boynie, you have so many important jobs to do. People need you.
Well, they don't need me today.
You're a cop and a doctor. And a firefighter.
Listen, Karen, I don't care. My hand hurts, my toothbrush is in the toilet, the sink is broken, and I'm going bald. So for today, I'm going to stay home. Today is my day off. It is National My Day Off Day.
Okay, Boynie.
Whew, this is kind of nice.
Hey, Daddy, I got a riddle for you.
What is it, Jeffy?
How many Legos can I stick in my ear?
It should be zero, Jeffy.
Wrong, Daddy. It's actually five.
Well, you have five Legos in your ear?
Yeah, Daddy, you want to see? There's four. Uh-oh.
Jeffy, you gotta be just one stuck in your ear.
Oh, no, Mario. We need to call the doctor right now. He could lose his hearing.
Jeffy, you're never supposed to put Legos in your ears. Let me call the doctor.
So, Boynie, what are you going to do all day?
Whatever I want. Like right now, I'm going to sit here and watch the Miami Heat. Go Heat.
But, Boynie, do you need anything from me?
I need you to go away.
Oh, be serious. Boynie, your phone's ringing.
I don't care. I'm not answering it.
But, Boynie, it's an emergency.
I don't care. This is my off day. Go Heat.
What? The doctor didn't answer.
He didn't answer?
No.
Daddy, I'm starting to lose my hearing. I can't hear out of my ear.
Okay, Jeffy, I'll call the doctor again.
Oh, come on. You call that a shot? You get paid millions of dollars and you can't put a ball in a basket? Ugh. You know, I used to play basketball. I could have went pro if I didn't jam my pinky in the eighth grade.
Boynie, they're calling again.
I'm not answering it.
But, Boynie, you should at least tell them it's your day off.
Yeah, I guess I should. Ugh. Hello?
Yes, hello, doctor. My son has a Lego stuck in his ear, and we need your help getting it out.
Whoa. Let me stop you right there.
What do they want?
Today is my off day, okay? I'm not working today. You're going to have to find somebody else.
Find somebody else? You're the only doctor around here.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you need me, just call me tomorrow, because I'm off today.
What's wrong, Mario?
The doctor says he's having an off day and to call him back tomorrow.
Tomorrow? But Jeffy could be deaf by then.
That's it, Jeffy. I'm gonna get that Lego out of your ear.
All right, Daddy.
Mario?
What?
I think I found the fifth Lego.
What, you're not even looking in his ear.
Mario?
What?
Look.
Jeffy!
Well, Daddy, I didn't say all five Legos were in the same ear, so it looks like you lost the riddle.
Jeffy, you're so stupid!
Boynie?
What?
What if I want to go into work for you?
You? Working? That's a good one, Karen. Maybe you should be a comedian.
Boynie, I could have a job. I could be a cop or a doctor or a firefighter.
You can't be a cop, Karen, because you can't even say it right. You say quap.
Boynie, I could be a cop.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Boynie, next time that phone rings, I'll show you. I'm going to go help them.
Okay, yeah, you do that.
Hey, Daddy, can I go make a bowl of cereal?
No.
Mario, Jeffy's allowed to eat.
He's gonna make a mess.
You need to trust him more, Mario.
So, Daddy, what's the answer?
Yes.
My daddy's so silly. He thought he could actually trust me with making my own bowl of cereal. Well, I gotta teach him a lesson. So, oops, all berries. Oops, all lighter fluid. Oops, big fire. Daddy, I did something bad.
Hey, Daddy?
Not right now, Jeffy.
All right, no rush.
What is it?
I started a fire in the kitchen.
What? Jeffy!
Yeah, Daddy, come look. It's pretty pretty. See?
But Jeffy, why would you start a fire?
I don't know.
Let me call the fire department. I have to call the fire department.
Did he really start a fire?
Yes.
Go, Jimmy, go. Do the thing with the basketball. Yeah, he did. He did the thing where you jump in the air, you know?
Boynie, who's Jimmy?
Who's Jimmy? He's the best player on the team. That's who Jimmy is.
Boynie, your phone's ringing.
Well, that's all you. You go ahead and answer it.
Oh, I'm going to answer it, Boynie. Hello?
Hello, yes. We need a firefighter to our house right now. There's a fire.
Okay, I'll be right there. Boynie, there's a fire.
Yeah, they are on fire. That's why they're the Miami Heat.
No, the people who called said there's a fire.
Well, get to it then.
Boynie, where are the bottles of water?
Bottles of water? No, Karen, you use a hose.
I don't have the
hose. I'm not a rapper.
What? No, like a hose? Like a fire truck? You know, like a Dalmatian? For some reason? What's he supposed to do? It's a dog. They can't use a hose. It's dumb.
Okay, Boyney. I'll be right back.
Hello?
Did you call the fire department?
Yeah, the fire's in my kitchen here. See, look, there's a fire.
Oh, that's really scary.
Now put it out. Wait, you missed. You didn't start fire enough. Don't throw it at the car. What are you doing?
I'm going to call my husband.
Why?
Stupid Boston Celtics. You didn't even say your name right. It's pronounced Celtics. And your mascot's a leprechaun. Those aren't even real. You know, at least Miami Heat makes sense because it's fire, you know, and it's hot in Miami. I mean, I've never been to Miami, but I've been told. What? Karen's calling me, but it's my off day. You know what? No, I'm not answering it. I don't even have to answer to my wife on my off day.
What'd he say?
He didn't answer me!
But he didn't answer me. What?
Oh, I'm robbing your house!
Oh, no, I'm a robber!
I'm gonna go get my husband!
Yeah, go!
Go, Jimmy, go! Go, Jimmy, go!
Boyney, I need you! The world needs you!
Hold on, watch history! Okay, he didn't make it, but that's Jimmy, though. He's still good.
Boyney, the world's a mess out there! We need your help!
Double dribble much? Can we get this man a napkin for that double dribble? Come on, ref, you been watching this game? It's a good one!
Boyney, are you listening to me?
Hold on, honey. The Celtics are about to make a free throw, and I gotta try to mess him up. Ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka! It didn't work. You see, there's no fans at the game, so I hope it's not too hot. You know, because there's a heat!
Boyney, you need to go back to work!
Yeah, Jimmy's going to work on that defense. Weak!
Boyney, name one other player other than Jimmy on the Miami Heat!
Dwayne Wade used to play, so there. But it's Jimmy's team now.
Boyney, when does your off day end?
Midnight? What a stupid question. When does today end? Tomorrow? When does Wednesday end? Thursday? Stupid. Oh, come on, ref! Stamp that man's passport for all the traveling he's doing!
Breaking news, UK! A man's house is being robbed while his kitchen is on fire! If only there was someone who could help him.
See, Boyney, the world needs you!
Okay, I'll do it after the game. It's only got 0.8 seconds left, and there's no way the Celtics can make a comeback that fast. And they did it. Oh, come on, Jimmy, why? Why you gotta do this to me, Jimmy? I don't even like basketball. I don't even understand it. Ugh. Okay. Alright. I'll get up.
Come on, Boyden.
Oh, man. My house is going to catch on fire.
Hey there. Somebody call a firefighter?
Oh, thank God you're here. The fire's right there.
Oh, yeah. That thing's putting off a lot of heat. You get it? Like the Miami Heat?
Yeah, can you just put the fire out?
Alright. Show me what I'm working with here.
Alright. We have a fire extinguisher and a pot of water balloons.
Water balloons? I could be like Jimmy. Oh, yeah, I'm going for the buzzer beater game winner. From downtown.
What? It didn't work.
It was a beautiful shot, though. Swish.
Well, do another one.
And one? Okay. Four-point play. Bang! I won the game. Just like Jimmy.
You did it. You put out the fire.
Yeah, I know.
Well, there's one more problem you have to deal with. That guy's robbing my house.
Oh, okay. Trick shot over the shoulder.
Wow, these are some nice balls.
You just stopped the robber!
Yeah, I did.
See, Boyney, the world needs you!
Yeah, I guess you're right, Karen. I guess I am important.
Yeah, please don't take an off day ever again.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Hey, gang, look, I'm a helicopter!
Jeffy, watch where you swing those beads. You might hit me in the face. Jeffy, hit me in the face, Jeffy!
Ooh, can I have that?
Yeah, take them.
Yay!
Hey, gang, one time, I was on the internet, and I saw this girl, and she pulled beads out of her butt.
But, Jeffy, you shouldn't be watching videos like that.
But they were way bigger than this, Danny. They were like the size of baseballs. And when she pulled them out of her butt, they went... like she was pulling bubble wrap out of her ass.
I don't want to hear it, Jeffy, shut up!
But, gang, why would she do that?
What? I don't know, Jimmy. I don't know why she would do that.
Pull beads out of her butt.
I don't know, Jimmy. Let's watch the news. Just stop talking about that.
Breaking news, UK. Happy Mardi Gras. Since it's Fat Tuesday, the annual Fat Tuesday competition, where contestants will try to get as fat as they can today, on Tuesday, will be held. And if you're a fat enough piece of shit, you could win $1 million. So come on down and join the competition. I know I'm going to join.
$1 million just to be the fattest person in town by the end of the day?
Well, when you say it all together like that, it kind of sounds stupid.
Marvin, how come our town is always randomly giving out large amounts of money for the stupidest things? Where's all this money coming from? Who's funding this?
Baby, don't question a free handout.
I don't think you can get that fat by tonight. There are people who are fat professionally. They're fat every day of the year. They love it.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to out-fat a naturally fat person. But it is Fat Tuesday. We have to try.
Daddy, why is it called Fat Tuesday? Is there a chubby Monday, or a lard-ass Wednesday, or damn, bitch, you fat as fuck Thursday?
I don't know why it's called Fat Tuesday, but it is Mardi Gras, and you get beads today, so...
Oh, is this the day that girls pull these beads out of their butt?
No, they don't do that time this today. They don't do that.
Well, they did in the video, and I don't know if I watched it on a Tuesday, or maybe she did it on a Tuesday. Either way, I knew it.
Jeffy, stop. Oh, listen, we're going to order McDonald's, and what do you want from McDonald's, baby?
I don't know, Marvin, but you know I like to eat.
Sticky wee-wee cream.
Jeffy, please just stop saying random shit like that.
Hey, Dan, guess what my sock calls me?
What?
The Creaminator, because of the cream.
Okay, that is it. I'm going to order as much McDonald's. We're all going to get fat, because if one of us gets fat, we all get $1 million.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, guys, all the food is here. I got a triple Big Mac stack of chicken nugget shish kebabs and a sextuple pounder.
Pounder? I hardly know her.
Sex! Tuple is what you said.
Yes, Jeffy. Sex tuple means six of something, like single, double, triple, quadruple.
Sex.
Tuple, Jeffy. You have to say tuple afterwards. And I got you a meat mountain from Arby's.
Oh, meat mountain dick with sticky wee-wee cream all over.
Stop saying that word, Jeffy. It's called meat mountain because there's a lot of beef. It's like monster beef.
Yeah, that's why I typed it in the search bar. Monster beef. Girl can't handle this monster beef. But when I watched the video, she looked like she sure could handle that monster
Jeffy,
beef.
Shut up and stop talking.
Daddy, the cheese on this sandwich looks like the cheese on the tip of my Peter.
Peter? I hardly know her.
Everyone stop talking. Everyone literally shut up. We have to eat all this food. You have to eat every little bite.
Marvin, we can't eat all this. It's going to make us sick.
Listen, I don't care. It's worth $1 million. If you eat all this food, we could possibly get $1 million. So everyone, I want you to clean your plate. I want to see nothing left on the plate.
That's what they said in the bukkake.
Shut up, Jeffy!
Oh, man, I'm so fat.
I don't know if I'm full or if I'm pregnant from all the sticky wee-wee cream.
Oh, guys, we gotta keep eating. There's still food left on our plate.
Marvin, I can't eat anymore. I'm gonna be sick.
Yeah, Daddy. The only way food's gonna get inside me without any resistance is if I shove it in my ass.
What? Listen, I need some more milkshake.
Yeah, me too. I'm gonna fuck it like a nipple.
I can't reach it. Okay, look. We have to go to the fat competition. So everyone get up.
Marvin, I can't get up.
I can't move. I can't. I won't be able to walk. I'm so fat.
I can't get up either, Marvin. It's impossible.
I'm going to call a doctor. Maybe he can get some wheelchairs and take us to the competition.
Suck it.
Hey there. Somebody call a doctor. Fat. Bunch of fatties. Bunch of fat fuckers.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
What kind of world is this where the bullying isn't working? They like being called fat.
Well, we want to be fat.
It's Fat Tuesday.
Oh, is this about that stupid fat competition?
Yeah, we want that $1 million.
Okay, well, I gotta warn you, you definitely don't have a chance of winning. My fat ex-wife has got that shit in the bag. As soon as she shows up, they just hand her the money because she's so fat. I mean, I think she's a trillionaire from winning so many fat competitions. Actually, you know what? You might have a chance because I think they banned her from competing because she's so fat, it's just not fair to the other contestants. It's like a landslide, both literally and figuratively. You know why they call it Fat Tuesday? It's because my ex-wife is so fat, she got kicked out of a Ruby Tuesday for eating the entire salad bar. And I said, hey, let her do it. It's the first time she's had a salad in her entire life. But no, she was just dumping all the bacon bits and ham and cheese into her mouth. That bitch has never touched a vegetable in her life, unless it's lettuce on a cheeseburger. You know, after she dies, there's still going to be fat left over, because there's no way all of that fat could possibly decompose before the sun explodes. So, like, those companies that harvest, like, whale blubber for, like, makeup and lipstick and shit, after my ex-wife dies, they don't need whales anymore. They can just harvest her blubber because she's so goddamn fat. See, on her driver's license, she's not an organ donor. She's a fat donor. Because after she dies, they're going to take her fat and give it to anorexic people, like reverse liposuction. Just put the fat right back in them. Anyway, what'd you guys eat?
Well, my daddy made me eat sticky wee-wee cream off his meat mountain.
Should I put on my cop outfit? I really don't like how you said he made you.
Well, no, listen, he did eat the meat mountain, but it had horsey sauce on it.
What the fuck does it, horsey sauce? There's a horse involved? What's happening?
No, there's a meat mountain from Arby's, the big meat.
Oh, from Arby's, because they have the meats. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. What do you need from me?
Oh, well,
We're so fat we can't really move, and I was wondering if you could help us try to move, like, wheelchairs or something.
Oh, a wheelchair. Yeah, my fat ex-wife needed wheelchairs to get around, too. You know, she's like those people in my 600-pound life that are so fat, they just sit in bed because they can't do anything else. They just sit there all day, and how do they shit? They just shit right there in the bed. They just shit, and they make, like, a little world of shit in the bed, and their fat rolls. It's like Osmosis Jones of shit. There's a whole little community going on in there in the shit. Yeah, can you imagine what that room smells like? It's all just piss and shit and old food. Ew, I don't want to think about it anymore. It's so fucked up. Ew.
Yeah, can you get us our wheelchairs?
Yeah, wheelchairs. You said that. Yes, I can do that.
He talks a lot.
Yeah.
There you go.
Whoa.
Oh, don't tip over. You might cause an earthquake, you fat fuck.
Whee! This is fun!
Careful. Don't break that wheelchair. It's not covered by your insurance. Nothing is these days. All right, just roll yourselves down to the... Where do they have the fat competition? Like the convention center? Sure as hell isn't the gym, I know that. Like, McDonald's, Golden Corral, that sounds right.
Okay, can you give me a push?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Whoa! Baby, have you seen my car keys?
Marvin, you're too fat to drive. You won't even fit in the car.
We have to drive. It would take hours to roll to the convention center.
Ooh, donkey! 8 layers of creamy cream Sarah Lynn cheesecake! Come here, you! Yummy! Oh, I can't wait to lick in between every single one of your little cracks. And I don't care if you wipe, because I didn't wipe. Am I in heaven? No, I must be in Pisa, because of the living tower of cheesecake.
Shrek?
Oh, what do you want, Loki? And why are you fat as holy hell?
Well, there's a fat competition, and the fattest person gets $1 million.
So you're telling me I could get $1 million just for being sexy?
Well, you have to be really fat, and you're definitely fatter than me and Rose combined, so please don't join, because you definitely probably would win.
That's super rude, Donkey! I want to join! So I'm going to eat all of this cheesecake, and then I'm going to join your little fat competition.
Well, have you seen my car keys?
Oh, they're right there, Donkey. Donkey, are you trying to blow ass? Let me show you how it's done.
Oh, God.
Oh, get a whiff of that right ass, Donkey.
Oh, get out of here, get out of here. Oh, God.
Crusty, come here, you.
Hello and welcome to Fat Tuesday's Fattest Fat Ass Competition on this Fat Tuesday. All the fattest fatsos in town have rolled out tonight to see what they're made of, which is mostly fat. So if you walked in here tonight, you're automatically disqualified, because there are fatter fuckers than you that can't even carry their own big fat weight around. Now it's time to put your money where your food is, in your big fat fucking belly. Now let's get this competition started and start the judging. That's a big fucker right there. Oh, he's really fat. How does he even tie his shoes? I bet he can't even fit in the shower. I bet he doesn't even try to shower. He's probably stinky being all fat like that. Big fat motherfucker. All right. Now it's time for the judging.
Oh, no way, baby. They have pizza.
Marvin, there's no way you have any more room left to eat.
Maybe just 2 or 3 slices.
Low-ra-der.
What, Goodman, what are you doing here?
I only joined for $1 million. Plus, I can afford Ozempic. And also, Quinceañera gave me a fat, sweaty Blumpkin earlier, and she fingered my belly button hole the whole time.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, it's time to start the official judging. Starting with you. Whoa, fat bitch alert, we got a fat bitch here.
Thank you.
Oh, do me.
Oh, no, tummy, tummy, tumble. What's the matter, tummy? You can't get up, you're too fat. You're like a big tummy turtle, fat on his back.
What about me?
Holy heart disease, you're already on your deathbed.
Or do me.
What? My God, that's the fattest fucker I've ever seen. I have no choice but to name you today's Fat Tuesday Fattest Fatass. What's that? Could it be an even fatter fatass? Holy Fat Van Boogamall!
Now wait just a cheesecake second! If anyone's fat here, it's me!
My God, you've gotta be the fattest fat ass here! You win!
Wait, I'm fatter than he is!
Ooh, you are pretty goddamn fat. Well, it looks like we've got ourselves a fat off! It's gone into overweight! I mean, overtime! Looks like I'm gonna have to break out the tape measure and head over there, because you sure as hell can't come to me. Alright, you fat sacks of shit, let's see which one of you is fatter! I gotta be careful not to get pulled into your gravitational pull! Oh, wow, you're pretty fucking fat! Now let's try you! Oh, wow, you're really fat, too. But Lardass here's just a little bit fatter. Congratulations, Lardass, you win.
Yay, $1 million for me. Chives, get in here and carry me.
What, sir, I really can't.
Chives, I shit my pants.
You shit your pants, sir?
Yeah, where else was I supposed to go?
The bathroom?
I can't, I'm big.
Oh, Very well, sir. I'll try my best. Oh, my back!
Damn it, John! You weren't even trying!
There you go.
Oh, thanks for the Ozempic, Doctor. I feel skinnier already.
Me too.
Yeah, my ex-wife is terrified of this stuff. I spray it at her to scare her away when she's visiting our daughter, because she's terrified of being skinny. She really wants to stay fat. She's like a bear hibernating for the winter, but, like, permanently. She's just, like, eating all the food she can to, like, store it up in case the world runs out of food, which it's going to because she's eating it all. Anyway, how'd the competition go? I take it you didn't win because you don't have $1 million?
No, somebody who didn't deserve it won.
Yeah, that is how these tend to go. I mean, we can't have you getting $1 million because then you don't have any problems and there's nothing to make videos about, is there?
No.
Yeah. So I'm just going to wash this off and go reuse it.
This mac and cheese looks good, but I want to make it a little spicy. Good thing I went online and ordered some Colombian paprika. Ooh, come here with your delicious looking ass. I know this is going to be good. Pop that off and get the pouring. I didn't know paprika was this green though. Woohoo, it's going to be delicious. Oh man, that looks so delicious. Who can cook better than Pee-Pee? Nobody can. Oh, Junior, you stupid brat friends, your mac and cheese is ready.
Oh man, guys, I can't wait to eat mac and cheese. What is this?
Green mac and cheese?
I think it's green beans.
I don't like my green beans better.
That's a bad Jeffy impression, Joseph.
I know.
Shut up, Pee-Pee! You said you made us mac and cheese, not green beans.
It's not green beans, stupid. It's mac and cheese with Colombian paprika in it.
Paprika isn't green.
Green mac and cheese? That's so cool.
Yeah, dude, who cares? Maybe it's good for you.
Yeah, maybe since it's green like a vegetable, it'll actually be good for us. Let's eat it, guys.
I don't feel good.
That was some pretty shit mac and cheese, Junior.
Yeah, I don't think Chef Pee-Pee should use paprika next time.
I don't think that was paprika.
Oh, dude, I got the bubble guts. Oh, my stomach. I gotta poop.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Oh, no, me three. I'm gonna go lay down on the couch.
Me too.
Guys, come back! I can't move!
What's wrong, Joseph?
Dude, I can't move my arms or my legs! Oh, am I paralyzed? Oh, dude, I'm paralyzed!
Hold on, I'll just drag you. Whoa, Joseph, what the fuck?
What the hell's wrong with my arms?
Why are you stretching?
I don't know, dude!
Come on, I'll just drag you. Junior, you gotta see this shit. Joseph's all stretchy.
What?
Whoa, Junior, you're green.
I'm green?
Yeah, you look like the Incredible Hulk or the Jelly Green Giant or something.
Dude, that's cool as hell and all, but I'm over here paralyzed and stretchy.
Yeah, look, he's stretchy.
But why is he so stretchy?
I don't know, but am I gonna be paralyzed forever?
Yeah, I think so, Joseph.
Oh, no!
Relax, I'm just pulling your leg.
That was a good-ass joke, dude, with your lame ass.
Well, wait a minute. Guys, do you think there's a possibility that we have superpowers? Three of us?
Yeah, I think we have superpowers three of us.
All three of us might have superpowers because Joseph's stretchy and paralyzed, and I'm just green, that's all I am.
Well, maybe if you get really mad, you, like, turn into the Incredible Hulk.
Oh, make me mad.
Well, you're an idiot and your bib looks stupid.
That's dumb. That's not gonna make me mad, Cody.
You ain't got no mama.
Okay, wait a minute. I ain't got no mama. You ain't got no mama. You ain't got no daddy. You wear a stupid basketball shirt. You'll never make the NBA, especially since you're paralyzed now. And you're broke boy. Am I the Incredible Hulk?
No, you're just mean. You're just a big green meanie.
Just hurt my feelings. If I could walk, I'd just run away.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're just telling me my superpower is just being green?
Yeah, maybe you could get a job as a background character for movies being a green screen.
Well, you don't even have a power, Cody. What's your power?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what my power is.
You don't have a power. He doesn't have a power. He doesn't have a power. You don't got a power. Look at him. Look, he ran away. He couldn't handle that. He didn't have a power.
I would run away if I didn't have power.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about? I'm right here.
Cody, where you at?
Where's lame ass at?
I'm right in front of you guys.
You're behind the couch, aren't you?
Trying to hide.
Guys, I'm right here.
Wait. Cody, are you invisible?
Wait a minute. I'm invisible?
No way you got a power like that and I'm over here paralyzed as hell.
Wait, that means you guys can't see me.
Where you at, Cody? Wait. What are you doing to my shorts?
Let me see it, Junior. Is it green? Did it get bigger?
Get off me, Cody.
Oh, hey, dude. What? I feel something. What is it?
Guys, Joseph's balls are so stretchy.
Oh, get off me.
Get off of him, Cody.
Don't touch me, Junior.
Well, you don't touch us.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, guys. We have to be serious. Look. We ate that green mac and cheese. Joseph is stretchy and paralyzed. Mm-hmm. I'm just green. And Cody, you're invisible. Right? Right, Cody? Where'd he go?
I don't know. I'm paralyzed.
Cody? Where'd you go, Cody? Cody!
Oh, man. Now I gotta clean up this mess? God.
Ooh.
Wait. What was that?
Chef Phoebe.
Wait, is that a ghost? Oh, no!
Chef Phoebe, it's me.
Wait, let go of me! Let me ask go! Uncle Phil, is that you? Stop it, please! I thought you were dead!
No, it's me, the ghost of Michael Jackson.
Whoa, wait, Michael Jackson? Me, Michael Jackson, in my kitchen, Pee-Pee's kitchen? No way! Oh, I thought you'd be at a kid's house or something.
Well, I can just kind of come and go wherever I want.
Oh, that's pretty hard. But wait, prove it. You're not Michael Jackson.
Billie Jean is not my lover.
Oh, man, that's really Mike! Mike's really in my kitchen! Oh, you know how to sing a song!
Yeah, it's really me.
Wait. Hey, I got a question. Are you black or white Michael Jackson in heaven?
Up here, I can be whichever one I want. I switch back and forth.
Ooh, that's pretty hard. You got skills, my nigga, okay?
Yeah, well, I'm here for a reason, Chef Pee-Pee. You want to get into heaven, right?
Yeah.
I need you to bend over.
Wait, what? What the hell are you talking about, Mike? You wildin', my boy.
Well, you know all that stuff about me diddling people?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, well, all of that was true. I honestly don't know how they even let me into heaven. But me and God are really tight because he's a big Thriller fan. So he lets me decide who gets into heaven. So I need you to bend over.
Oh, Mike, come on, Mike.
I mean, usually I, beat it, just beat it, but, nothing beats the real thing, right? So, I really need this.
Damn, Mike. I don't know, Mike. Look, you're a ghost and all, so maybe I won't feel it or anything like that.
No, you're gonna feel it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, Mike. Look, you're Michael Jackson, so I understand. You know, you're famous and all, and you're a ghost, and I want to get into heaven, so... Only for heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Cody, where did you go?
Hey, Junior.
But Cody, where did you go?
I just went downstairs for a piece of ass. Cake. Cake.
I didn't know Chef Phoebe had cake in the kitchen.
Oh, Chef Phoebe's got a lot of cake. Fudge.
Well, I want a piece of the cake.
I don't think he's gonna give it to you. Not unless you're like Michael Jackson or some shit.
What?
I don't know, Junior, but I'm telling you, this is the best superpower I've ever had. A little bit better than when I could transform into things.
Well, listen, Cody, this is a serious problem. We gotta figure out what's going on. So turn visible and get back on the couch.
Okay.
All right, guys, we gotta find a way to fix this.
Fix this? I'm having the time of my life over here.
Glad you're having a blast, dude, while I'm over here planking all day.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Cody, you're the only one... Wait, why are you shirtless?
Oh, well, being invisible makes you really hot, and I was getting overheated. I don't even know why I took my shirt off. Chef Pee-Pee couldn't even see my abs.
What?
I mean, when I was eating cake. I was eating cake from behind.
Well, listen, I think we need to call a doctor, because look at Joseph. He has no bones, and if he had bones, then his stretches would actually be... Cody, where'd you go?
No, don't worry. I'm here.
Cody, why'd you turn invisible?
Don't worry about it. It's fun to be invisible. Just keep talking.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Cody, put it away.
Okay.
Listen, Joseph, if Joseph actually could move, his stretchiness would be a really cool power.
I know.
And me being green, I have to be more than just green.
Right.
So I think if we call a doctor, maybe he can fix the little tiny things that are wrong with us. Like what's wrong with your head, right, Cody?
What are you talking about?
There's something mentally wrong with you because you're using your invisible for bad.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I'm going to call a doctor. You stay right here, okay, Cody?
Okay, I'm staying right here.
Okay.
Hey there, somebody call a doctor? You're green.
Yeah, doctor. Me and my two friends need help.
Wait, two friends? I only see one. Ooh. What the hell was that?
It's me, the ghost of Macho Man Randy Savage.
Macho Man? You are my childhood hero.
Yeah, well, Macho Man needs you to bend over and give me them ass cheeks.
But why, Macho Man?
Well, you want to get into heaven, don't you?
Well, yeah, of course I do.
Then I get you for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of playtime. I'm going to give you the cream of my crop.
Okay, Mr. Randy Savage.
Cody, knock it off.
Yeah, chill out, dude.
What, Cody?
Yeah, our friend Cody's invisible.
Sorry about that. I had to try. Well, I understand I do have a dumpy, but still, using Macho Man just to get some ass is pretty low.
Listen, doctor, me and my two friends, we ate green mac and cheese, and now we all have superpowers.
Well, he's invisible, but what are your powers?
Well, Joseph,
I'm a vegetable.
Well, listen, he's really stretchy. Stretch his arm.
Oh, let me see. Whoa, that's cool.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Well, what's your power?
Oh, me? I'm,
He's green, so he's useless.
I'm green.
Being green is not a power.
Well, it is a power. Look, it always happens this way. I start off with a really lame power, and then at the end, I have the coolest power of them all.
Well, what's your cool power?
I don't know yet. That's why you're here, because we were seeing if you could possibly give Joseph bones so he could walk around and be stretchy.
I can't just give him bones.
Well, can you please give me a wheelchair or something, nigga? Damn.
No, wheelchairs are expensive.
Well, can you do a blood test and find out what superpower I have?
There's no blood test for superpowers. Your friend's invisible. I'm assuming you guys have powers.
So then what should we do, Doctor?
Well, if I was you guys, I'd go fight crime.
Fight crime? You want to fight crime, Joseph?
How am I supposed to fight crime and I can't move, dude?
Cody, you want to fight crime? Cody? Come on, Cody, where'd you go?
I'm just kidding. I'm right here, guys.
Oh, thank God. You think we should fight crime, Cody?
Yeah, let's go lick some bad guy ass.
What?
Kick some bad guy ass.
Okay.
All right, let's go kick some butt.
Who's gonna, like, drag me there or something?
Oh, I got you, buddy.
Okay, finally.
La 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 la, just walking outside alone with my purse with lots of money in it.
Hey, give me your purse!
Ah, no, don't take my purse!
I'm taking it!
Unhand her, fiend.
And who are you supposed to be?
Yeah.
I'm Green Man.
Okay, what are your powers?
I call my friends for help. Cody, throw Joseph at him!
Okay.
He was supposed to hit you.
Well, he didn't. So what are you going to do now, you booger?
Ooh.
Oh, what is that? Is that a ghost?
It's me, the ghost of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Give her her purse back or I'm going to terminate your ass cheeks.
Oh, no. What is he doing to me?
Give her her purse back.
There you go. You have it. Make him stop, please.
You guys are fucking weird.
Cody, please stop.
I'm almost dead. Hold on.
Make him stop.
Joseph, your foot fell off.
I know, dude. You yanked too hard.
Okay. Well, guys, we saved that lady's purse.
I saved that lady's purse. Arnold Schwarzenegger isn't even dead. I can't believe that guy just bent over.
I don't think he willingly bent over, Cody.
Okay, well, maybe you're right. But he was a bad guy, so it's only fair. You know, an eye for an eye or a hole for a hole.
Cody, you need to start using your powers for good.
Oh, it was good. It was real fucking good.
No, Cody, like, I mean, you should start doing good deeds with your invisible powers.
Okay, like what?
You could help old ladies carry their groceries.
Okay, and when some old lady sees her groceries floating next to her, that's gonna scare the shit out of her.
Okay, you could walk around Walmart like a secret shopper and make sure people aren't stealing.
A secret shopper? Okay, I'll just go to Walmart and walk around and do the same job as a security camera.
Okay, you could ride on airplanes and, like, people can't see you so you can see if they're gonna try to hijack the plane.
That's called an air marshal and it already exists. And it's actually probably better that they are visible because it scares people into not doing that.
Okay, well, you could ride around in taxis in New York City and make sure they're not overcharging people for rides.
Junior, face it, the only thing you can do with invisibility powers is bad shit. Like, I could rob banks. I could go anywhere I want in the entire world. I could go after the president if I wanted to.
Okay, I'm not gonna let you kill the president.
I never said anything about killing him. You know what I'm gonna do to him.
Well, I can't let you do that.
What is this stance you're doing?
It's the I'm about to kick your ass stance.
Okay, well then do it then, green boy.
Oh, you're not gonna like this.
What is that? What are you doing?
I was hoping I had, like, Spider-Man webs.
Well, you don't.
Okay, how about this?
Now what are you doing?
I was hoping a bunch of bumblebees would fly out of my mouth.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, how about...
Oh, is that laser eyes? We already did laser eyes.
You're right. Ooh, how about this?
Is that the stanky leg?
No, I'm trying.
Dude, it's hard watching you from here.
Hold on, you're about to see my power.
What? Why are you jumping?
I was hoping I had, like, super leapfrog.
Super leapfrog?
Like I could jump like a frog, I think, super high.
Could have said that the first time.
Listen, I'm trying to find my powers. Look, I'm like Deadpool. My powers are gonna mutate, and you guys are gonna be so jealous.
Face it, Junior. You're just a miserable little no mama, no powers having ass bitch.
You take that back.
No, it's true, Junior. Whenever Jeffy came around, you were old hat. Nobody cared about Junior videos anymore. Just look at the views on those Jeffy videos.
That's it, Cody. You took it too far. You think my video views are bad? What about Cody videos? What about Ken videos? Nobody even gives a shit about Ken and whatever happened to Timmy. Remember that? Nobody gave a fuck about that. You want to talk about my view? You want to talk about Timmy? We were doing just fine. We would have gotten sued for Timmy. We never got along. That was not it.
So bad.
Yeah, dude, I'm in so much pain.
Oh,
Junior, you're not green anymore.
I'm not?
No, you exploded and your slime went all over me. Or was that just a dream I had last night? Anyway, now I'm in the mood for some more ass cheeks. I'm gonna turn invisible and go see Chef Pee-Pee again. I love being invisible.
You see that, Joseph? He didn't turn invisible.
Dude, I can walk again. You see this?
Wait, are you still stretchy?
I don't know, dude. Ow! Ow! You're yanking my arm! It hurts!
Oh, I thought you were stretched, but guys, that means we all lost our superpowers! Three of us lost our superpowers!
Dude, you didn't have a superpower.
Well, I mean, I was green, and you saw me explode at the end. I had slime. I could blow up and be, like, slimy, but I guess it only happens once.
That was a waste of a power, dude.
Yeah, I always get the lame powers.
Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Who's going to heaven? I'm going to heaven. Guaranteed.
Oh, come on, Michael. Come on, Mr. Jackson. Not anymore.
Yes, Michael Jackson wants more.
I'm already guaranteed to go to heaven, though.
Yeah, but I'm not done yet.
Oh, look, be gentle this time, Mike.
Wait. Cody, what the hell?
I'm not Cody. I'm Michael Jackson.
Cody, what the hell are you talking about? You are right here. I can see you.
You can see me?
Yes, I can see you. I have eyes.
Oh, well, nice tattoo of Krunk from Emperor's New Groove on your butt, by the way.
How the hell do you know about that?
Michael Jackson told me.
Oh, Cody's so damn weird. Wait, what the hell does this say? Caution? Hazardous material? Wait, this isn't my paprika. Who the hell got my paprika?
At last, my nuclear reactor is almost complete. Now, for the final ingredient, the plutonium. Here it is. But paprika? This is not plutonium. Who has my plutonium?
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know. Joseph, who are you testing?
Don't ask him. Do not give him the attention that he wants.
But I want to know, Junior.
It's not worth it. It's never worth it.
That is crazy.
Oh, Junior, I gotta ask him.
Please don't ask him. Please.
Oh, Junior, it's killing me. I have FOMO. I need to be included in the joke.
People like that only want attention.
Oh, why do you send a picture like that?
Joseph, who are you texting?
Oh, my God. You're so damn nosy, Cody. But if you must know, I just been texting a dude that I met online. He's pretty chill.
Wait, you met a dude online?
Yeah, it's nothing weird like that. Get your mind out of the gutter. God, all we do is talk about sports. He's an Eagles fan.
Wait, how old is this guy?
He's in his 30s or 40s.
That's weird, Joseph.
No, it's not. We just talk about basketball and football, I promise. Nothing weird. The only weird thing he's ever done was send me a picture of his junk. But I think it was by accident. He must have been trying to send it to his doctor or something. But he just sent it multiple times, like many times over. More than I can count.
Joseph, he's starting to sound like one of these.
Nah, don't try my homeboy like that. He's not one of those. Nah, he can't be. Can't be. He just likes cupcakes, and I invite him over to eat some.
You invite him over to my house?
Yeah, he's pretty chill. I thought you would like that.
Joseph, who buys gray, yellow, and white cupcakes?
They're the color of my sadness, Cody.
Okay.
Yes, Jeffy, cupcakes.
Yummy.
Wait, why are the cupcakes all messed up?
Yeah, what did you pogo stick on the way over here?
Now, you know my only way of transportation is a pogo stick, Cody. Oh, that's him, dude. Oh, let's meet him downstairs with the cupcakes.
I'm gonna call the police.
Call the cops, yeah. I was gonna say call the cops, yeah.
What's up, dude? I got the cupcakes. I'm glad you can make it.
What the fuck's going on, everybody? It's your boy, E-T-445, nigga.
But Joseph, that's his name?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
So, what are you doing here?
Yeah, I just took a mean-ass shit in Chipotle. And I've been holding this shit for almost, 15, 16 hours. I used so much tissue to wipe my ass with. When I flushed the toilet, it didn't go all the way the fuck down. So, of course, there's tissue. Not all of the tissue can go down in the fucking toilet, you feel me?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Oh, look, Cody, the cops are here.
Okay. Freeze, get up against the wall. You're under arrest.
Yeah, arrest them for talking to kids online.
No, don't arrest my friend.
What are you doing here, bub?
Well, I was actually coming out here to pick up a cupcake and then go back home.
Oh, yeah? Likely story. You're coming with me.
Yeah, that's right. Arrest him.
Dang it, guys. I can't believe you got my friend freaking arrested. You guys suck.
Well, Joseph, he got himself arrested. He was one of these.
No, he wasn't. He was not one of those. You're a liar.
Hey, guys. Thanks for helping me catch that guy. Who knows what could have happened?
You would have ate a cupcake.
Oh, I don't think he was after cupcakes.
Yes, he was. Look at the text. That's all he wanted.
Oh, God. So much penis. Oh, it's a good thing he's in jail. He already had several charges, including destroying a Chipotle bathroom.
What do you guys want to do now?
Well, you guys are so good at helping me catch people like that. If you guys weren't underage, I'd use you as bait all the time.
Well, I'm not underage.
I think we have today's video idea. Okay, kids, you can scram. This is a Jeffy video now. Jeffy, call your dad in here.
Daddy!
What do you want, Jeffy? What are you doing here?
Oh, I just came to arrest you for how you've been treating these cupcakes.
Those aren't my cupcakes.
Ooh, so you're saying I can have one?
Sure.
Okay, well, it's actually illegal to give away something that's not yours, but I'll let it slide just this once if I can have a cupcake.
I said you can.
Okay, well, I can't let it slide twice. You're under arrest.
For what?
I'm just joshing you. Calm down.
What are you doing here?
Oh, well, I got a job offer for Jeffy.
Oh, no, I'm not working at that Five Nights at Freddy's place.
No, that's a different video. And that's not happening for a while. I mean, sure as hell not in January. Ads are shit then. I mean, maybe in February. We'll see.
So what's your job offer?
Oh, well, earlier tonight, one of those came over to the house and tried to talk to Jeffy and some other kids.
One of those?
Yeah, don't worry. I arrested him, but that got me thinking. You know, we could get Jeffy to go online and pretend to be a kid to attract, you know, those people. And then whenever they come over here, I arrest them.
That sounds kind of dangerous.
Oh, what's dangerous about inviting a monster over to your home whose only intention is to assault somebody? Look, you'll be fine.
How's the pay?
Oh, the pay's great. It's kind of a commission sort of situation, so Jeffy would get $100 for every guy I arrest. So it'd be $100 per perv.
$100 per perv. So if you arrest 100 pervs in a night, that's $10,000 in a night.
Yeah, but I don't think your kid is that good looking. And also, they'd have to line up at the door and take a number, and then they'd see people coming out in handcuffs. Look, let's just see what happens.
Yeah, we're down. We're totally down.
Okay, I'll go get my laptop. Okay, I got my laptop, and I'm setting Jeffy up a profile. Okay, his username is myparentsaren'thome2011, and I set his age as 12. Hold on, I gotta take a picture for the profile. Make a good face, Jeffy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, let me just upload that. Oh, I got a biter! Okay, he's coming over.
But already?
Oh, yeah, my pedo riz is unreal. The things I said were diabolical.
So what's going to happen now?
Okay, so now, whenever the guy comes over, Jeffy's going to open the door, and he's going to let the guy in and take him to the kitchen. Then he's going to say he has to go use the bathroom or something, and then this TV show host is going to come in and roast the hell out of him. Damn right!
Oh, okay, well, what if the guy has a gun?
He's not going to have a gun. Calm down. Oh, he's here! Everybody take your positions. Jeffy, go answer the door.
Okay.
Hello and welcome to How to Catch a Pervert. Just outside this door is a man who thinks he's going to be meeting up with a 12-year-old boy. But really, he's going to be meeting up with our 19-year-old decoy, Jeffy. Jeffy, I'm going to go hide in the pantry until you bring the pervert into the kitchen, and then I'm going to come out and roast him with hilarious puns. Oh, that sounds like him. He must be hungry. Answer the door, Jeffy.
Okay. Hello?
Oh, goddamn, you're hot. So, yeah, you are My Parents Aren't Home 2011, right?
Yeah.
And you are 12, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, jackpot. So, you gotta invite me in? Don't be rude.
Yeah, come on inside and smell my butthole.
Oh, don't mind if I do.
All right, you stay right here and I'm gonna go to the bathroom and wipe.
All right, baby. A couple sips of this NyQuil and he'll be out, and I'll be in.
Hey there, sir! Back off, he's mine. I found him first. Ew? Well, what were your intentions here today?
I'm trying to smash, man. What you talking about? What you thought this was?
So you're not even trying to deny it, huh?
Listen, I'm not sharing. You can have what's left after.
Well, nothing inappropriate's happening here today.
Well, I didn't think it would happen here. I assumed we'd be doing it in, like, a bedroom or something.
Listen, I don't think you understand. You're on the hit TV show, How to Catch a Pervert.
Oh, you're recording this? That's great. Be sure to send me a copy afterwards.
No, that's not what we're doing. Listen, you're going to jail, and this is a police officer.
I can't go back to jail. This is a setup.
Help, police!
I'm the cameraman.
Freeze, get on the ground. You're under arrest.
I'm not going back to jail.
Oh, shit, he has a gun. Run! Okay, let him go. Fuck it. He has a gun. Just lock the doors.
Did I hear gunshots?
Yeah, he had a gun.
Did you arrest him?
No, because he had a gun.
Don't you have a gun?
Yeah, but I left it in the car.
Well, go get it and go after him.
No, I want to do this. This is more fun.
There's a predator on the loose that shot at police.
But you're not my boss, okay? You can't tell me what to do.
Well, do we at least get the $100?
No, because it's per arrest, and I didn't arrest him.
Oh, man, so I wiped for no reason?
No, you wiped for a reason, because I am the Rizzler, and I'm gonna Rizz up some old men.
Well, what if the next one has a gun?
Well, I'm just gonna pat him down when he comes in.
You can't pat him down. He'll know he's caught immediately.
Well, I'm just gonna tell him that I'm Jeffy's 14-year-old older brother who's playing cops.
You don't look 14.
Yeah, well, you're bald. Oh, yeah, Marvin, by the way, we're gonna need you to interrogate the next pedo.
Well, what happened to Steve?
Well, Steve broke his nose when the last one headbutted him, and he doesn't want to do it anymore, so it has to be you.
I don't want
to
get headbutted. I'm not doing it.
Listen, it's $100, man.
Okay, I'll do it.
Oh, I got one. Ooh, with a wiener pick. Ooh, put that in the small folder. Yeah, I'm categorizing the wiener so I can make a collage for the Met. It's been a long time since I put one in the humongous folder, though. Might just have to take a picture of my own wiener. Oh, he's here! Okay, Jeffy, you know what to do. Marvin, go downstairs.
Hello?
Hey there. Oh, hey, Jeffy, I didn't know you were 12.
I'm not, I'm 19.
But I lied, you said you were 12.
Hey, bud, I gotta pat you down real quick.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm his 14-year-old brother.
You don't look 14.
Yeah, well, I saw your dick and I put it in the small folder. He's clean.
Well, I wouldn't say clean. I have herpes.
Well, you wanna come inside?
Okay.
Alright, you stay right here and I'm gonna go shave my asshole.
Okay, how do I?
Oh, look,
Kool-Aid. Yummy.
Hey there.
Who are you?
I am Jeffy's father.
Oh, no. Am I in trouble?
You're in a lot of trouble.
Can you pee on me?
What?
I've been a naughty piggy and I need someone to pee on me.
No one's going to pee on you because you're on the hit TV show, How to Catch a Perv.
Oh, no. Am I going to jail?
Yeah, because you're a perv.
Oh, my dad's going to be so disappointed. I'm sorry, Daddy. I'm such a fuck-up.
You were trying to get with a 12-year-old.
I was. I'm so sorry.
Well, you got to leave so you can go to jail.
I don't want to leave. Can I stay here with you?
No, you got to leave.
Okay. Can I go out the back door?
Can you go out the back door?
I think so.
Okay, can I take this coin with me?
Yeah, you can take whatever you want. You're going to jail.
Thank you.
What the hell is taking so long? Where is he? I'm ready to arrest him.
So where are you from?
Australia. Sydney.
Guys, where the hell is Peppa My Balls 69?
Who?
The weirdo.
Oh, he went out the back door.
The back door? You're supposed to send him out the front door.
He said he could go out the back door.
Well, I didn't know.
God damn it, guys. We let another one get away.
Get away? You don't have the whole house surrounded with cops?
No, we're the only two cops here.
And I'm the cameraman.
God, you're only supposed to send him out the front door.
Do I get my $100?
No, because we didn't arrest anybody.
Damn it.
Marvin, this is not supposed to be this hard. We've already lost two, and both of them are your fault.
How is the first one my fault? I warned about the gun.
Okay, yeah, you're right. The second one was your fault.
Okay, we're both tied, one at one, your fault.
Yes, okay, deal. But we're still gonna arrest one tonight, because I am going to become the Wizard of Oz. The ultimate Riz. I'm gonna give this everything I've got. Okay, I've matched with one. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he'll like that. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's nasty. That's nasty. No. That sounds desperate. No, that's no good. Let's try a different approach. Okay, I think I got him, and... send! Oh, and we got a wiener pick, too! Let's open that up. Woof! Oh, my God, look at this thing. Marvin, come look.
I don't want to.
Marvin, come look.
Oh, sweet Jesus!
I know, right? Look at that thing. That's going in the humongous folder.
Can I see?
No, you can't. No, actually, you know what? That's getting its own folder called Damn. Not enough storage. Marvin, do you have an external hard drive, preferably 2 terabytes?
We don't have time for that.
Oh, terabyte dick!
Marvin, I'm not gonna lose this. This is a unicorn. It's like seeing a supernova in a telescope. It's 1 in 1,000,000.
Is that him?
Yeah, it must be him. Okay, let's go over the plan. Jeffy, you're gonna bring him in and take him to the kitchen. I'm gonna pat him down. Marvin, send him through the front door.
Why don't you just arrest him at the front door and we eliminate the kitchen?
Huh. Yeah, that's a good idea. You know what? Let's just feel it out. Jeffy, to the door!
Onward!
Hello?
Hey there, kid. Ready to play with my snake balloon?
Excuse me, sir. Let me just pat you down real quick. Oh, God, I can feel it. Oh, God, it might as well be a gun.
Can we hurry this up? I gotta let this kid play with my snake balloon.
Sir, what were your intentions here tonight?
To let this kid play with my snake balloon?
Well, I saw the messages. I wrote them myself.
Why would you write the messages for him? Does his hands not work?
No, sir, this is a sting.
Are you a bumblebee?
No, what I mean is this is a trap.
Where?
This is the hit TV show How to Catch a Pervert. Don't you see the camera crew? Oh, shit, they're not here because we didn't tell them we were doing this at the front door. They're still in the kitchen. Okay, you know what? You're still under arrest.
Oh, rats!
Hell yeah, Marvin, we got one!
We did? So I get $100?
No, because you didn't talk to the guy and we didn't get it on camera, so we're not going to make any money off this one.
Oh, well, what about the footage from the first two guys?
Well, that footage is not usable because those guys got away and the show is not called How to Let a Pervert Get Away. It's How to Catch a Pervert, so we'd have to actually catch one.
Well, then just try to get another pervert over here and I'll help.
Nah, I'm all rizzed out for tonight. Maybe some other time, though. For right now, I have to point at the camera and say something. Hey, don't talk to strangers. And definitely don't meet up with strangers you met online or on Fortnite.
Hey, guys. Anybody want some free medium french fries I get from McDonald's every week?
You still get free french fries?
Well, actually, I'm on my last week of my year of free medium french fries I get from McDonald's every week.
Dude, you're not tired of eating french fries every week?
Well, you know what they say. A french fry a week makes the heart weak from heart disease because my arteries are clogged with high cholesterol.
At least you know.
Wait a minute. So after you claim one more french fry, you're going to have to start paying money for them?
Well, yeah, unfortunately.
Well, why don't you put that in like a scanner and we print more?
But, Junior, that would be stealing.
It's not stealing if they don't know, dude.
Wait a minute. I'm going to put this in the scanner and print more.
But, Junior, that's stealing.
All right, Cody, I printed out like 20 of these things.
Oh, sick, dude. Now we'll never run out of french fries. You're like the president of french fries now.
Yeah, Cody, we get like 20 free medium french fries a week.
But, guys, all of these expire in December of this year.
Well, we better go redeem them now. Come on, guys, let's go live off french fries.
But, Junior, now that you're ready, french fries.
guys, look at all these free French fries. We'll never have to pay for food ever again.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, I got an idea, Joseph. Why don't we print out 1 million of these and give them to the starving kids in Africa so they can eat?
Oh, yeah, we would end world hunger.
Yeah, we'd be heroes.
Guys, I don't think that's going to work. I mean, I don't know how many McDonald's there are in Africa, but they can't just live off of French fries.
Yeah, they can. Potatoes are healthy, Cody.
But you need, like, vegetables.
Well, that's why they dip it in ketchup, and ketchup's made out of tomatoes, and tomatoes are vegetables.
Actually, tomatoes are fruit.
You're thinking of apples, dude.
Yeah, apples are fruit. Tomatoes are vegetables. It's called Veggie Tales. There's a tomato in that. It's not called Fruit Tales.
Okay, look, my point is you can't live off of French fries, okay? They lack vitamin A and B12, which you need to live.
They lack B12?
Yes.
Well, I think you should be quiet.
Woo-hoo!
I'm savage.
Blame his ass!
I'm dancing.
Yeah, dance on him. Dance on him. Don't do it. Dance on him. Dance
guys, on him. Guys, look, we're committing a crime, okay? If we get caught, we're going to be in big trouble.
We're not going to get caught, Cody. McDonald's gives out billions of French fries a day. They're not going to notice 12 French fries going missing, or 20, or however many we took.
Where the hell is Ronald?
Sorry I'm late, Steve. I got a flat tire on the way here because Mayor McCheese won't fix all these damn potholes in the road. Shit.
Ronald, are you drunk?
Steve, look me in my eyes. Do I look drunk to you?
Yes.
Good, because I'm drunk as shit. Who gives a damn? I sell cheeseburgers for a living, and I make this company billions of dollars. I'm loaded, baby.
Well, not according to these numbers.
Whoa, baby, Steve, talk to me. What do you mean, these numbers?
Well, it looks like there's a McDonald's location in Florida that's been giving away too many free medium French fries.
Someone's stealing from me? Hey, Steve, you telling me someone's stealing from me?
Well, maybe.
Is it that little punk Burger King? Is he sending his peasants over here to steal my French fries? You know he sells chicken nuggets, like 20 of them for $2.99? There ain't no way that's real chicken. Those are rat ankles, Steve. Is it him?
I don't think it's him.
Oh, so it's that little Wendy with the red pigtails. She stealing from me, Steve?
I don't think so, Ronald.
Well, who is it, Steve? Because I want to know who's bending Ronald over. Because then maybe I can put a little more makeup on my face. That way I look pretty. But when I'm getting drowned in the ass, Steve! Who is it, Steve?
We don't know, Ronald.
Well, I'm gonna get to the bottom of this, cause nobody steals from Ronald McDonald!
You go get him, Ronald.
Cody, I don't feel good.
Me neither.
Dude, I have a headache.
Oh, my mouth's so dry.
It's from all the salt.
Why is my heart pounding?
High blood pressure.
Oh, God, I don't want to eat a french fry ever again. Screw these things. Who's at the door? Cody, answer the door with me.
Okay.
Hello?
Ronald McDonald.
Oh, I'm surprised you recognize me from the front, because I thought you'd only recognize me from this position, from you bending me the hell over.
What are you talking about, Ronald?
I'm talking about you stealing french fries from me.
Junior, I told you we'd find out.
Oh, we aren't stealing french fries from you.
Oh, really? Because a worker at your local McDonald's said that you kids were using these coupons for some free french fries.
Well, you gave them away a year ago.
Oh, yeah, I did. You know what? Let me see those. Bring me two.
Okay,
come on. All right, Ronald, here they are.
Oh, wow, look. Let me take a look at this. Congratulations. Oh, I do remember giving these out. And you got so many of them. You guys must really like McDonald's.
Yeah, we love McDonald's. Really good.
Oh, yeah, it's great. That's great to know. You piece of shit. I'll kill you. I'll hang you from a power line by your ball sack, you Twinkies.
Well, you gave those out to us.
Yeah, I did give them out. But you know what? These shits are fake. Now this is the real deal. Look at that. Shiny as shit. You know what this is? One of these things is not like the other. One of these things doesn't belong. I wonder what it is. You know what it is? Harry Potter?
Actually, I have 1 week left on that punch card.
You have what?
Yeah, see right there, I have 1 week.
Oh, look at that. You do have another week. You know what? Enjoy your stale-ass french fries, you piece of shit.
Well, thank you.
We just wanted to give out these fries to the kids in Africa.
Oh, the kids in Africa. What a noble cause. You know what? How far away you think those kids live?
Pretty far.
Pretty far. You think they live maybe over here? Or maybe they live over here? Over here!
Well, I'm sorry, why do you even care about the french fries?
Do you want to die?
Well, no, why do you care about them? You make billions of dollars.
Because Ronald McDonald has a girlfriend at home with big old fake tits. Every Ron will get stressed out. He likes to go home and squeeze all the Big Mac sauce out of them. So someone's got to fill them up. You got the money to fill up my girlfriend's Big Mac titties?
No.
I didn't think so. So don't you ever steal from Ronald again, or else I'm gonna snip your McNuggets off. You understand? Capiche?
Capiche, we understand. We understand, right?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your time. Now, kids, make sure I never have to come back here again, or else I'm gonna bring Grimace with me.
Well, Junior, I hope you learned your lesson. Don't mess with Ronald McDonald.
I guess you're right, Cody. I just went and printed out more.
What, Junior? He literally said he would kill us.
But I fixed the problem. I put the backs to him this time, so now he won't notice.
Ooh, smart, smart.
No, not smart. Ronald McDonald is clinically insane.
Cody, he only caught us because I didn't print the backs on him. Now that I printed the back, we can get free french fries.
He's gonna find out.
He's not gonna find out.
Here's Ronald.
Junior, I think he found out.
Everybody hide!
I told you kids I would kill you if you stole from me again. You don't think I got ears everywhere? You don't think I see everything you do? Huh? Wait, where'd you kids go? Oh, look, more counterfeits. And this one's backwards. Where'd you go, kids? You can't hide, because I got Grimace. Oh, Grimace!
I'm coming, Ronald!
What do you want, Ronald?
I want you to find these three kids that are stealing from old Ronald and kill them.
Okay, I'm gonna nip them out. I'm nipping. I think I know where they're at.
Okay, good. Go get him, boy.
Okay.
Oh, no, Junior. He got Grimace.
Oh, it's over with, dude.
Guys, shh. They're not going to find us in here. Just be quiet.
I think they're in here. Open the door. Open the door.
Oh, no, we're going to die.
Hold on, Junior. I have a friend I can call.
Hear ye, hear ye. Did somebody call the Burger King?
Burger King? Oh, shit, what's he doing here?
You called the Burger King?
Yeah, he's friends with my dad.
Hey, go away!
Oh, hello, Grimace. Feeling hungry, boy?
Not for your disgusting food!
Oh, you're sure you don't want a nugget?
No!
Disgusting, isn't it? Now, where are you, Ronald?
Well, well, well. If it isn't the Burger King, what are you doing here? You come to tell me you're closing down 2,000 more locations?
No, I came to give you your mother's panties back because she woke up with the king this morning.
And you keep my mother's name out your mouth, you piece of shit!
Oh, what are you going to do? Spill hot coffee on an old lady again and get sued?
I might just spill hot coffee on your ass, pussy!
Look, Ronald, I didn't come here to fight. I came here to offer you a Whopper.
Oh, God! Not that flame broiled bullshit! How about I offer you something a little better? How about I offer you a Big Mac?
Meat's looking a little thin there, Ronald. You're compensating for something.
Oh, compensating? At least I don't have to come out with a special red-bunned burger from the Spider-Verse so people remember who the shit I am! You know who I am? I got Cardi B. I got Travis Scott. They're my homies.
Look, Ronald, just close your eyes and open your mouth.
Is this a trick?
No, no, I'm just going to give you what I gave your mother last night. My meat in your mouth.
Die!
Die, you heathen.
Yes,
eat it. Eat my meat. Oh, that'll be the last I hear from you. All right, kids, it's safe to come out now.
Oh, thank you for saving us, Burger King!
Yes, it was an honor to kill Ronald.
Cody, I'm so glad you had the Burger King's number.
And for all the trauma you kids have experienced, I'm giving all of you this gift card for free Burger King for a year.
You can keep it.
Are you sure? It's free Burger King.
I don't want it. Cody, do you want it?
No, I'm good.
Well, what if it wasn't just for a year? What if it was, like, forever? You get, like, a lifetime supply of Burger King.
That's torture, my nigga.
Yeah, give it to somebody who actually wants it.
Oh, okay. Have it your way!
So, Jeffy, you ever gonna share your Squid Game money?
Nope.
But, Jeffy, we could use that money for groceries.
I want Uncrustables!
Okay.
The strawberry kind!
Okay, Jeffy.
And the grilled cheese.
But, Jeffy, those were discontinued in 2014.
Tell them to bring them back!
Okay!
Don't talk back to me, woman!
So, Jeffy, you know, we really could use the money for bills like electricity and my car payment.
But I have things that I want to buy. Like, I need to pay my asshole not to shit.
You can't do that, Jeffy.
Well, it's been working. I'm constipated as fuck.
Jeffy, you have $400 billion. You'll never spend that money. Come on, just share it.
It's not your money, Daddy. I'm the one that won the Bing Bong games. Daddy, you think when Asian people watch the movie Inside Out and they get to the imaginary friend part, they're like, hey, he has my name.
Well, Jeffy, please just let us have some of the money. Come on.
No, Daddy. You know what I'm gonna do with all my money? I think I'm gonna find the guy who started all these games.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna do that. Because I'd much rather do that than support my family and live comfortably for generations.
Wait, Jeffy, how much money are you gonna spend on finding out who started the games?
All of it! I even hired a private investigator.
What, a private investigator?
Yep, because he's gonna help me find him.
What, why do you want to find him so bad?
Because I don't like it.
What, you don't like what?
The game. I think it's bad.
And you want to spend all the money to stop the games instead of support your family.
Yep, all $400 billion of it going to find whoever created Squid Game.
That's bullshit, Jeffy. You know, that's dumb.
Well, that's what I want to do with this, my money. Oh, there he is. That's a private investigator. Go get the door, poor.
I'm not going to answer the door. I'm going to do what you say. I'm still your dad.
Go get the door!
Yes, yes, sir.
Don't talk back to me.
Hello?
Hey there, somebody call a private investigator?
Yeah, my son wants to pay you $400 billion to find Squid Game.
I'm sorry, what?
He wants to pay you $400 billion to find Squid Game.
Okay, well, I mean, I'll do it, but I'm pretty sure it's on Netflix. If you hand me a remote, I can find it in like 15 seconds.
No, 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 he wants you to find the real Squid Game where people die for money.
Oh, yeah, my brother was in that.
Oh, you died.
No, not me. No, that was my brother. He was Loses at Squid Game guy. Yeah, he made it to the final two, but I knew he wasn't going to win just, you know, based on his name. How's it fogging up?
Yeah.
It's kind of raining out here. Wait, didn't he kill you too?
Yeah. Well, no. I mean, it was a butter knife. It didn't really penetrate the skin. And so I slowed my breathing down using ninja focus and pretend to die.
Oh, hell yeah, man. That's cool. That's cool. Yeah, actually, my daughter won the school version.
No fucking...
I know, small world, right? It's crazy. My family actually has a long history of Squid Game stuff. You know, you probably should have called my brother Find the Squid Game Guy, because he actually already found it. So, I mean, he killed himself after that because he had no reason to live. But yeah, I mean, I can come look for it if you want.
Yeah, that's what he wants. That's what my son wants to pay you to do.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Jeffy, he's here.
Hey, I'm the private investigator.
Oh, good. I have this bump underneath my shaft, but above the balls, and it's quite bothersome.
Oh, well, I don't do that. I'm not a doctor.
But you're a private investigator, and I need you to investigate my privates.
Well, I like solve mysteries.
Well, then solve this mysterious bump that's underneath my shaft.
I mean, listen, if you give me $400 billion, I'll do pretty much anything.
Would you suck a wiener?
Yeah, you'd have to pay me to stop.
Oh, well, I don't know if I want to find the Squid Game anymore, because I got $400 billion and an unsucked wiener.
Jeffy, listen, just listen to the man. Can you tell him that spending his money is stupid? He should save it.
I mean, he's about to pay me $400 billion to find something or suck something, and that's a lot of money.
Jeffy, listen, you're getting distracted. You need to focus on the finding the Squid Game.
I'm not distracted. I'm laser-focused on getting my wiener sucked.
Well, Jeffy, listen. Do whatever you want with your money.
I mean, honestly, I'd rather find the Squid Game than suck wiener.
Okay, well, in that case, take all this money, and then take this bag of money, and you go find the Squid Game guy, and call me if you need any more money.
Okay, yeah, sure, I can do that.
Yeah, and call me if you find him.
Yeah, I will do.
Jeffy, can you please just let me borrow $1 million?
Well, are you going to investigate my privates?
I'll take a look at it.
All right, come on.
Hey, Karen, check this out.
What's with the outfit?
You know what that is, Karen? That's Luke Skywalker's actual lightsaber from Episode 6.
That's nice, Boynie.
I bought it. $500,000.
What? Boynie, we don't have that
much. Check it out, Karen. That's a Rolex.
That sounds expensive, Boynie.
Bling. I paid $100,000 for this necklace. Those are real diamonds.
Boynie, we don't have that kind of money.
Yes, we do, Karen, because I recently came into a bunch of money. And don't touch it. It's still sticky.
Boynie, I have a question.
Yes, Karen?
Why do you have sunglasses on inside?
Because I'm hot shit, Karen. This is what rich people do. They wear sunglasses inside.
Well, Boynie, how did you get the money?
Well, you see, Karen, this idiot decided to give me a whole bunch of money to find some people who made a murder game, and he'll give me more anytime I ask for it.
Well, Boynie, isn't that guy who hired you gonna get mad when you're not finding the murderer?
No, I'll just tell him that I'm getting close, but I need more time and more money. Look, he's got $400 billion. He's gonna forget about this.
That makes sense, Boynie.
So what, do you want to go shopping or go on a cruise?
No, no, Mark. cruises, boy, and I didn't like the poop one. It was stinky.
Okay, you want to go to Fiji?
Yes.
Okay, start packing your bags. Let's go to fucking Fiji.
Okay, Barney.
I can't believe it was a raisin.
I can't believe you ate it.
Well, it was originally a grape when I put it under there.
You're disgusting, Jeffy.
But it was yummy.
No, Jeff, you're going to make me throw up. Shut up.
I wonder if the guy found the owner of Squid Game yet.
If he did, he would have called you, Jeffy. I'm sure he would have.
Yeah, he needs to give him a stern talking to.
All right, Boynie, we're all packed for Fiji.
Did you pack my pirate outfit?
Yes, Boynie, it's right there.
Good, because you know I'm an ass pirate. I like looking for booty.
Yes, Boynie, I know.
Oh, and you got my surfboard? Oh, I'm so excited. I already got us non-refundable tickets.
That's so exciting, Boynie.
And I booked us one of those hotels under the water.
But Boynie, how will we breathe?
Rich people don't need to breathe, Karen.
Hey, Dad, where are you going?
Oh, we're going to Fiji.
What? Fiji? Oh, my God, I've always wanted to go to Fiji.
Oh, well, you're not coming. Here's $100 to order yourself some pizza for a week or a month. I don't care.
Dad, $100 isn't going to last me a month.
Okay, fine. Here's $200.
Dad, $200 isn't going to buy me a month's worth of pizza.
Fine, take the whole bag of money.
Oh, my God, Dad, thank you so much.
I'll just call the guy and ask for more cash. Hold on, I got to make a phone call.
Vroom, 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 pew,
quiet, Karen. I can't let the guy know I already spent the money.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Big J? It's the PI.
Did you find the guy yet?
No, but I am getting real close. And, hey, I got a hunch, and that hunch needs some money.
Well, how much more money do you need?
Oh, about $500,000 out of cover it.
Oh, no, just use the money I already gave you.
No, because you said I could call for more money.
Yeah, I lied.
Okay, what?
Yeah, just use the money I already gave you.
No, but you don't understand. I already spent it all. I went all the way to Egypt, and I found a troll under a bridge, and he says if I give him $500,000, he'll tell me his secrets.
Well, send me a picture of the troll.
I can't do that, because he's a vampire troll, and he doesn't show up on cameras.
Oh, well, then let me talk to the troll.
Hey, Mr. Troll, please tell this man why you need money. Karen, you're the troll.
Troll, give me your secrets, roar!
No, I need the secrets from you, Mr. Troll.
Roar, I'll give you my secrets if you pay me money, roar!
Do you accept Venmo?
No, the troll only takes cash.
Pew, 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 pew.
And he has a lightsaber.
No book.
Yeah, he's so scary.
Oh, well, too bad. Find the guy with the money I already gave you.
But no, I need the money for the troll, remember?
Listen, if you don't find him with the money I already gave you, then I'm going to hire the two best hitmen to come and kill you. Bye.
Okay, Karen, no more Fiji.
What? But Boynie, you got non-refundable tickets, remember?
Oh, no, I remember, believe me. But now I gotta sell this chain, and I gotta sell that lightsaber.
No, it's mine now.
Ooh, I can get money from Penelope. Penelope, I need that money I gave you back.
Dad, you're looking at it.
What?
I spent all the money on Lebrunos!
Oh, I remember these. One of these tried to kill me one time. Wait, but you spent all the money already? There's no way! You have to have some left!
Well, Dad, how do you think they got here so fast? I had to pay for expedited shipping right through my window!
And you only have $200 left?
Yeah, that's for my pizza.
Okay, well, I'm taking your pizza money.
But, Dad, how am I going to eat?
Eat your Lebrunos.
Mm-hmm. Boynie, did you get the money from Penelope?
No, she spent it all on Lebrunos.
Lebrunos? Oh, my God, Boynie, I love Lebrunos! That's so cute!
No, Karen, you don't understand. I have to find a murder game using only $200 or two hitmen are gonna kill me.
Oh, Boynie, instead, can we spend that money on Lebrunos for me? Because I really want one.
No Lebrunos. Karen, I'm so stressed out right now. I gotta find a murder game, and I don't know how I'm gonna do that because it's not like they advertise.
Boynie, look them out!
Breaking news, Mookay. The people who make the Squid Game Death Game is creating a kids-only game where the winner gets $456 billion. So if you have a kid and you need money, enter them into the game.
Huh, they do advertise.
Boynie, they want children! That's horrible!
Oh my God, I have the best idea ever.
What, Boynie?
We should put Penelope in the games.
What, Boynie? You can't do that! She could die!
Nah, she's won once before. And look, I can put a tracker on her leg, so when she gets to the island, I can follow her. Then I can tell Jeffy I found the game, so he gives me his $400 billion. And then if she wins, she's not 18. So I get to take her money, and then I'll have $800 billion.
Oh, Boynie! Boynie, I can watch her little boobies while she's away.
Yeah, sure. Penelope, get your ass down here!
What do you want, Dad?
Well, Penelope, I'm gonna be entering you in the Squid Games.
No, I don't want to do that again.
Oh, sure you do, champ. Come on. You like Lebrunos, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, think about how many Lebrunos you could buy with $400 billion. You could buy out Mr. Lebrunos.
Or Mrs. Lebrunos.
Or whoever the fuck, you know? You could do whatever you wanted. You could make Penelopoos. You like that, Penelope?
Yeah, that sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, so I just need to put a tracker on you, and then I need to get in touch with the Squid Game folks. I mean, if I knew where they were, I wouldn't be in this mess to begin with. She wants to play! She wants to play the Squid Games! Squiddy! Squid, 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 squid game! She wants to, I gotta see a man about a squid game.
Squid game!
Chili's baby back ribs. Squid game sauce. Oh, that's them!
Yes?
Hello, would your kid like to participate in the squid game?
Yes, her name is Penelope and she is over there.
You don't look poor.
Oh, this is my Halloween costume.
In July?
I am just practicing. We are actually in crippling debt. Let me go get her.
Okay.
Okay, Penelope, keep this tracker on your ankle at all times. If anybody asks, just tell them it's a diabetes device.
An AirTag?
Yes.
An AirTag is how you're gonna save me?
Yeah, don't worry. I'm gonna save you before the first game starts. Come on, let's go say hi.
Okay, Penelope, this is... I didn't catch your name.
Egg Roll Man.
No way.
Yep, come with me.
Okay, you kids have fun. Have a back by nine, right? You probably won't. Okay, now all I have to do is track the AirTag to wherever they end up. Right now they're in the car.
Boynie, wouldn't it just be easier to go follow them?
No, Karen, it's 10 o'clock at night. I'm tired.
But Boynie, we were about to travel to Fiji. Why aren't you tired for that?
That's because I was going to sleep on the plane. They had lie-flat seats. I think right now we should just order some pizza and go to bed.
Oh, Boynie, can we eat the pizza in bed?
Yes, we can eat the pizza in bed, but don't get any grease on the sheets.
Don't worry, Boynie, I'm going to lick my fingers. Ugh.
Hey, Marvin.
What, Goodman, what are you doing here?
Did you see me on the news?
What, no, I didn't have the news on.
Well, Squid Game is doing a whole new game just for kids, and I was coming to see if you were going to enter your son in it.
What, just for kids?
Yeah, I'm entering my baby, Benjamin Franklin Goodman. Where? Where? Where?
What, you're entering your baby?
Yes, because it's a win-win for me. One, if he dies, I don't have to pay child support. Or two, if he wins, then I get $400 billion.
That's kind of messed up.
I don't give a shit. Come on, Benjamin, let's go.
Did I just hear what I think I heard with my hearing ears?
Yes, Jeffy. I mean, they're doing the Squid Games again, but it's just for kids, and you're not a kid.
I'm a kid. I just took a shitty shit fuck in my diaper.
Well, Jeffy, I don't... I mean, how are you going to get a hold of them? You hired a private investigator to get a hold of them. I don't think it's going to appear out of nowhere.
Squiddy Squid Game fuckaroo.
Oh, you're here to play the Squid Game? Come on!
Whoa, what is this place?
Hey, Junior, you're here too?
Yeah, Cody, my dad's making me play for the $400 billion.
Yeah, my parents are making me play too. They want the money.
Well, you are Jewish.
You nerds are gonna die, because that money's mine.
No, I need that money way more than you guys.
Joseph, you're here too?
Yeah, dude, I saw it was a contest going on. I need this money.
Hey, guys!
What, Jeffy, what are you doing here? You're over 18.
Yeah, well, I won last time, so they let me join again. And I need the money, and then once I get the money, I'm gonna find the guy who made Squid Games, and I'm gonna kill him.
When? When?
Is it a fucking baby?
Yep, and I'm gonna win that $400 billion.
Hey, guys!
Oh, hey, Timmy, you're here too?
This is so crazy!
Well, look, all our friends are here!
Hey, Junior.
Penelope, me and you are broken up, so I don't want to talk to you. I hate you.
That's fine, Junior, because I'm going to win the $400 billion anyway.
I'm going to win the $400 billion.
No, I'm winning, dude.
I'm here.
It's getting kind of crowded. Could you guys back up a little bit? I'm claustrophobic.
Yeah, everyone, move out of the way. Give us some space. Give us some space.
Hey, kids, who's ready for the Squid Game? Or should I say, Kid Games? Because it's the kid version. Yup.
You would seem a lot nicer if you didn't have a gun.
Oh, this thing? This is just so I could shoot you.
That's kind of what I was worried about.
So who's ready to play some goofy, silly games to win $400 billion?
Yeah.
All right, we'll start tomorrow. Go to sleep.
Wait, is that the first game?
I bet I can fall asleep faster than all you guys. Jeffy, can you answer the door?
I didn't have to,
Jeffy, answer the door!
I didn't have to.
Ow! Okay, Daddy, okay! Go answer the door!
Hello?
Hey, fat boy, I got a scooter.
You got a scooter?
Yeah, Scooter got a scooter. And I can do a trick. Come watch me.
Okay.
Hey there, fat boy, Scooter made a ramp.
You made a ramp?
Yep, the scooter's gonna go to the moon.
You ain't going to the moon?
Sure am, watch this.
Oh, Scooter, are you okay?
Scooter's okay. I went to the moon.
You went to the moon?
Yep. I'm going to go to Uranus next.
Oh, cool. Can I try?
Nope. That's a Scooter, not Jeffy Scooter. Go away.
Aww.
I wonder what's taking Jeffy so long to answer the door.
I don't know.
Daddy!
What do you want, Jeffy?
Daddy, I'm glad you asked, because I actually want something.
Well, what do you want?
Can you buy me a scooter so I can go to the moon?
A scooter won't take you to the moon, Jeffy.
Yes, it will, Daddy. I've seen it happen.
Well, how about you wait for your birthday to get the scooter?
My birthday's like forever away, Daddy.
Your birthday's only like 3 months away.
And I don't know if we'll be alive that long, you know, because of the...
That's true, Mario. Life's so unpredictable.
She's right, Daddy. She's spitting straight facts. That was a TBH, not even a JK. So where's my scooter?
Jeffy, what makes you think you deserve a scooter today?
Well, I haven't pooped my pants in over 30 minutes.
That's a new record, Mario!
Yep, 31 minutes, Daddy. That's a new record.
Well, you're not getting a scooter, Jeffy.
Wah! Wah! Cry! Wah! Boo-hoo! Wah! Cry, cry, wah, cry, cry, wah, boo-hoo. Wah, wah.
Jeffy, stop it! Jeffy, stop it!
And then have to...
Jeffy, can you go answer the door?
And then have to...
Jeffy, go answer the door!
Okay!
He's so annoying, baby.
Hello?
Hey, fat boy, you want to see me do another trick?
Sure!
Let me on your roof.
Okay.
Look at me. Scooter's about to go off the roof.
But what if you get hurt, Scooter?
I can't get hurt. I'm invincible. Watch me go.
Scooter, are you okay? Scooter, are you okay? Scooter? What am I going to do?
Wait a minute.
If Scooter's knocked out, he's not going to notice his scooter's missing. And then I can go to the moon. Now I'm going to go to the moon. Whee! Ow! I ain't going to moon! I'm gonna try again. Oh no! The scooter! It's broken! Oh, what am I gonna tell Scooter about his scooter? Daddy!
Man, that was fun! Scooter's gonna do that again! Hey! Where'd my scooter go? Hey, fat boy, where's my scooter at?
Mommy! Daddy! I need your help!
What's wrong, Jeffy?
Well, I can take a guess. He broke someone's scooter because he doesn't have a scooter.
Bingo!
Jeffy, what happened?
Well, Daddy, I borrowed this kid's scooter and I broke it.
Jeffy, accidents happen all the time. If you're honest with the kid, maybe he'll understand.
Well, you see, here's the thing, Mommy. I borrowed it without asking.
But that's called stealing, Jeffy!
There's a word for it?
That's it, Jeffy. We taught you not to steal. It's spanking time.
Mario, what? No!
Si papi! Yo quiero más papi!
All right, Jeffy, I'm not going to spank you if you're going to make that noise.
And that's how you get out of spanking.
Mario, it's nothing that a little tape can't fix.
Tape? You think tape can fix metal?
Mario, that's what tape does. It sticks things back together.
Tape cannot fix a broken scooter.
I'll be right back!
Yeah. All right, Jeffy, just tell me, who did you steal the scooter from?
Scooter.
Yes, it's a scooter, but who did you steal the scooter from?
Scooter.
Jeffy, I understand you stole a scooter, but who did you steal the scooter from?
Scooter.
Jeffy, stop saying that. Who did you steal the scooter from?
Scooter.
All right, Jeffy, my name is what?
Mario.
And what's your name?
Jeffy.
And who did you steal the scooter from?
Scooter.
Jeffy, say anything but scooter.
Anything but scooter.
Jeffy, who did you steal the scooter from?
Scooter.
Jeffy!
Oh.
Oh, Jeffy, okay, hide the scooter so he doesn't see it.
All right, Daddy.
Oh, no. Where's my hat?
Hey, you fat boy see my scooter?
Your scooter?
No. Are you sure? Because if I find out that fat boy took my scooter, we're going to fight.
Well,
come here.
No. He didn't take your scooter, so just leave.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy, this is not so bad. So, look, he already thinks we didn't do it, so let's just throw it away and he'll never see it again.
Okay.
Mario, I got the tape.
Baby, I told you tape will not fix this.
Mario, I'm just trying to help.
Okay, fine. Look, try to put it back together with your stupid tape.
Okay. All right, Mario, all done. Good as new.
Looks good to me.
Baby!
What, Mario?
That looks crappy. Look, it's all covered in tape and the wheel doesn't even move. It's not even rideable and it's all bent.
Mario, I was just trying to help.
Bim, 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 bim.
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Dang, if this was a motorcycle, that's what it would sound like. Bim, 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 bim.
Hold on, Jeffy, there's someone at the door.
Bim.
hello?
Haven!
Richard, what are you doing here? Is your dad here?
No, and you don't want him to be here, because if he was here, it wouldn't be pretty.
Well, what's wrong, Richard? What are you doing here?
Someone stole my scooter.
Someone stole your scooter?
Yeah, I left it outside, and when I came back, it was gone! And here I thought I lived in a nice neighborhood, but I don't live in a nice neighborhood. I actually live in a very poor neighborhood with people who like to steal scooters!
Well, I can't believe somebody would steal your scooter. Well, maybe the person was just borrowing it.
Without asking? That's called stealing!
That is called stealing. Maybe, I don't know, but the scooter's not here, so I'm sorry to hear about that. I'll talk to you later.
No, I'm coming inside because I'm going to ask Jeffy if he stole my scooter.
Jeffy would not steal your scooter. He'd probably borrow it, but definitely not steal it, so it's just not here.
Well, then I'm going to ask him for myself.
Well, no, you're not allowed to come inside the house.
Okay, well, then I'll call my dad. I'm sure he would love to come here so he can get your house painted.
No, that's not necessary. Look.
You don't want me to call my dad, because if I have to call my dad, that would be me interrupting a very fancy meal. He's having a pan-seared Oscar Mayer wiener with pasteurized tomato sauce and also some gray Poupon. And if you don't let me in your house, I'm going to Poupon your front doormat.
Okay, come inside, but your scooter's not here.
That's what I thought.
Oh, no. See, your scooter's not here.
What's behind the pillow?
The couch.
I think you should move the pillow.
No. See, I have back problems, and the pillow's in a very comfortable position. And if we move the pillow, it just won't feel the same.
I really think you should move the pillow.
Your scooter's not here. I think I should just take a nap real quick, and I'll see you later. That's not your scooter.
Really? Because it looks just like my scooter.
No, it's someone else's.
Oh, look, and you even wrapped it for me for Christmas. I didn't know I wanted that. Oh, wait, I did, because it's my scooter.
No, I run a scooter repair shop, and I was just repairing someone's scooter, you see?
Well, you're doing a very terrible job.
Thank you. See, look, your scooter's not here, so you can leave.
Well, I'm going to call my dad, because you stole and then broke my scooter.
Please don't call your dad. Look, I will buy you a new scooter.
Oh, you'll buy me a new one? Cool. Because that scooter right there costs $30,000.
Okay, scooter doesn't cost that much.
Oh, this one did, because it was made out of pure sapphire and spaceship parts from the Apollo 13.
Well, why would you need that?
Because I can.
Okay, look, I will get you the exact same scooter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, similar to it.
No, I don't want similar. I want that one. $30,000.
Okay, well, just stay right here, and I will go get you a brand new scooter, okay? Just don't call your dad.
Okay, cool.
All right, here's your new scooter.
Ew, it's pink.
Yeah, but it's a new scooter.
I wanted a blue scooter.
Well, it's 2020, and this pink scooter identifies as a blue scooter.
Well, I want a blue scooter that identifies as a blue scooter, and is actually blue because I want a blue scooter!
Well, can't you just be grateful?
No! My dad's rich, so I don't have to be grateful for something poor. I want it to be blue, like my old one!
Okay. I'm trying to think of where I can get you a blue scooter. A blue scooter? I got an idea. Okay, I know where to get a blue scooter. Did you stay right here? All right, I'm back.
Where's my blue scooter?
Well, I don't have a scooter.
Because if you don't have it, I'm going to tell my dad.
Well, no, I have a scooter, but it's not a scooter, but it's scooter. Look, here's Scooter.
Hey, fat boy, my name's Scooter.
Who is this, and why is he calling me fat?
My name's Scooter, fat boy. You want to fight?
Why is it trying to hit me?
Well, it's a blue scooter.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Says so on my shirt.
Just because it says scooter on your shirt does not make you a scooter.
Yes, it does. My name is Scooter.
Look, you wanted a blue scooter. His name's Scooter, and he's wearing a blue shirt, so blue scooter.
Okay, well, how am I supposed to ride it? Where are its handles?
Well, it's handled right here.
Do it again.
Oh,
cool. I want it. Come on, Scooter.
Oh, man, guys, I'm so hungry.
Yeah, I can't wait to eat my turkey panini.
And I can't wait to eat my ham and bacon sandwich.
Damn, chicken! Chicken and mashed potatoes!
Oh, those mashed taters.
Oh, you know those mashed taters.
Oh, give me some of them taters.
Oh, you take up my mashed taters? Wrong with you trying to cut my mashed taters?
Oh, I love taters. Give me that taters.
Cody, you can't have any of Joseph's taters.
Okay.
All right, guys, let's eat our food.
Chicken!
Oh, I'm so full.
Beep!
Oh, man, that was a good panine.
Cody, you didn't even burp.
Yes, I did. Didn't you hear it?
You just said the word burp.
Okay, look, I can't burp, okay? It's a gastrointestinal problem.
Oh. Joseph, do you like your chicken?
Oh, man, I love my chicken. I tore that thing up!
Joseph, why are you talking like that?
So what do you guys want to do for the rest of the day?
Ooh, dude, let's play a game!
Oh, yeah, let's play pickleball.
You suck ass at pickleball, Cody.
What, you're such a dick, Junior.
You're a dick.
Yeah, well, you know what they say. You are what you eat.
Cody, you're a turkey!
Junior, you're a pig!
Oh, Joseph, you're a chicken!
Dude, you're Cody's mom!
I guess I am Cody's mom. Oink, 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 oink!
Guys, shut up! We don't have time to make fun of my mom. This is the problem. We're animals!
Well, what do you think happened?
I don't know.
Wait a minute. Cody, you said you are what you eat.
I was making a wiener joke, Junior. If anything, I should be a wiener.
But what if when you said you are what you eat, it turned us into what we ate? Because I ate a ham sandwich.
Oh, and I ate turkey.
Dude, I ate a chicken!
Wait, that wouldn't make any sense, because I didn't eat big fat whale, so I'm not Cody's mom.
What, Junior, shut up! We have to figure this out!
So should we call a doctor?
Well, yeah, I'll get my phone. Hold on. Damn it, it's really hard to type in the numbers with my beak.
I'll help.
Hey there, somebody call an adorable doctor?
You're a cat!
Yeah, I know. I don't really know what happened.
Well, my friend said, you are what you eat, and then we turn into the things that we ate.
Oh, so it's like some kind of curse.
Yeah, so why are you a cat?
Well, I mean, I am an OBGYN, and I didn't wash my hands before eating, and I licked my fingers. Of course, I was eating Chinese food, so it could be either one.
So do you know what we can do about this?
This literally just happened, and it seems like some kind of magic, so no. I can actually do less now that I'm a cat.
So we're just gonna be animals forever?
What? Look, I've never been able to lick my balls before, so I've just been going to town, and I guess I have a hairball now. Hold on. Oh, that is much better. Sorry about that. You see that? That is cat ball hair.
So what are we gonna do now?
I have no idea.
Wait a minute, Cody. You said you are what you eat. So what if you said we aren't what we eat, and we go back to normal?
Okay. You know what they always say. You're not what you eat.
Yeah, that didn't work. Maybe because that's not, like, a saying that people actually say. Like, obviously, you're not what you eat, duh.
So we're gonna be animals for the rest of our lives?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wait, you have 9 lives.
Oh, that's right! Hell yeah! Oh, I can lick my own balls and I can die 9 times? That's awesome! I'm gonna go run in front of a car. I'll see you guys later.
Aw, man, I wish I could lick my own balls.
So, guys, what are we gonna do?
The news!
Breaking news! It's me, Steve Squirrelberger! I got hit by a car on the way over here! Everybody in the world has turned into an animal for some reason! I was eating a squirrel burger, and now I'm a squirrel!
Cody! You turned everyone in the world into an animal!
Well, how was I supposed to know that was gonna happen? I'm not the first person to ever say that.
What are we gonna do?
What do you think Chef Pee-Pee turned into?
Probably a burnt casserole, because he burned all his food.
Ooh, let's go see, bro!
Yeah, let's go see!
I can't wait to eat my scrambled eggs!
Yeah, Junior, Chef Pee-Pee's right there!
How is he still a human?
I guess he hasn't eaten yet.
Dude, he's about to eat scrambled eggs right now! We need to stop him!
Okay! Chef Pee-Pee! No! No!
Is that a pig?
Well, get out of here, pig! I'm trying to eat my scrambled egg!
Wait, what
happened to me?
You turned into what you ate, Chef Pee-Pee.
Junior? Is that you? You're a pig? How did you turn into a pig?
Because we are what we eat, and you turned into a chick.
Wait, I don't have boobs nor a vagina, Junior.
No, you didn't turn into like a girl chick. You turned into a baby chicken.
Wait, why would I turn into a baby chicken?
Because you ate eggs. You are what you eat.
Oh, this is so stupid and lame, Junior. Figure this out. What happened?
I don't know. It's like a curse and everyone turned into animals.
You better turn us back right now, Junior. Figure this out.
No, it's not my fault. We're going to figure it out. Just hold on, Chef Pee-Pee.
Guys, I wasn't able to stop Chef Pee-Pee from turning into a chick.
Well, maybe if you didn't jump in slow motion, you would have gotten there in time.
Yeah, it took you forever, dude.
I was just being dramatic.
Yeah.
So, guys, what are we gonna do? We're animals!
I don't know, Junior. I don't even have thumbs. This sucks.
Do you think my dad turned into an animal?
Oh, Junior, you should check and see if he's still human. You need to stop him.
Okay. Dad!
Oh, my God. I must be tripping balls right now, because the woman from Charlotte's Web is talking to me in my room. Man, that's some pig.
No, Dad, it's me, Junior.
Wait, Junior? You're a pig? What happened to you?
I don't know, but why are you a frog?
I don't know. I was in here watching TV eating frog legs, and then the next thing you know, I'm a frog.
Why do you eat frog legs, Dad?
Don't judge me. Look, it tastes like chicken.
That's gross.
It's good. Look, don't knock it until you try it.
Ew, Dad.
Weirdo.
Oink.
Was that a good oink or a bad oink?
A bad oink.
So is your dad human?
No, he's a frog.
Your dad eats frogs?
He eats frog legs.
Huh, never tried him.
So what are we gonna do, Cody? We're animals. We can't be animals forever.
I don't know. We don't know anyone else that's human. Oh my God, Junior, stop Cookie Monster!
Huh?
Cookie!
No, Cookie!
God, no!
I can't even watch. Oh.
Jesus!
Oh, man, he turned into a cookie.
Damn it, Cookie Monster. Damn you and your love of cookies.
Oh,
he was so innocent, dude.
He's a cookie, though.
That's what he would have wanted.
Okay, Cody, listen, we got to think of a way to fix this. You're the one who caused this with your stupid saying.
Ooh, I have an idea. Okay, I said you are what you eat, right? Okay, so if we eat a human, that means we'll turn back into a human, right?
Yeah, if we eat a human, we'll turn back into humans.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know anyone that's still human, though.
Yeah, we have to find a human that hasn't eaten today.
A homeless man! Yeah, homeless people don't eat anything!
They never eat, dude!
Yeah, so let's go outside and find a homeless man and eat him!
Yeah, okay.
All right, let's go! Guys, I found a homeless man over here!
Oh, cool, let's eat him!
Turkey pig chicken.
Cody, you go first.
No, Jenny, you go first.
Okay, where do I even start?
Ow, bad piggy.
I tried biting his fingers.
Dude, you gotta rip his arms off. Look, watch this.
Ow, bad chicken. Ow, ow.
Okay, you know what? I think we should go inside and do this, because I don't want people seeing us murder this man.
Yeah, this could get messy.
All right, let's take him inside. All right, so we're in the privacy of our own home, so now we can eat him.
Okay, Junior, go.
I'm gonna try his ear this time.
Ow, my ear.
Oh, it's so gross.
Oh, my God, Junior, you ripped his ear off.
I don't like that he screamed ow.
He's going to scream ow, Junior. You just ripped his ear off.
All right, Cody, you try to eat him.
Okay, I guess I'll try down here. Oh, God, Junior, he smells like shit.
Pee-pee in my pants.
Oh, Junior, he peed his pants. I'm not eating him. This is gross.
Dude, I'll eat him.
No, I don't like trying to eat him, and who knows what kind of diseases he has.
Yeah.
All right, you know what? I'm going to try his fingers one more time.
Ow.
Okay, you know what? Go. Get out of here.
That's food, dude.
Junior, I guess we're just not capable of eating a person.
Yeah, it's just way too sad. Let's try something else. Oh, guys, look how late it is. We have to go to school tomorrow.
Let's just figure it out then.
All right, I'll see you guys at school tomorrow.
Yeah.
Oh. Man, it's raining really bad outside. Hey, Penelope, or should I say broccoli?
Shut up, Junior. Yes, I'm a piece of broccoli. I had broccoli for dinner last night, and I woke up this morning, and I was a piece of broccoli.
Sorry about that.
Sorry? What? Is this your fault?
Yeah, I said you are what you eat, and now we are.
Oh, so you had some turkey, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
And before you guess, no, I did not eat Cody's mom.
It would have been a good guess, though.
Oh, of course you had chicken.
What's that supposed to mean, Penelope?
Oh, I crossed. So last night, when I was eating dinner, I turned into a dog. I don't know why. But since we're all animals, you can all go home. No class today.
Yay! No school today!
Oink, 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 oink! Guys, school's out already!
Oh, dude, we can go home and have fun!
What fun can we have? We're animals.
Let's go to my house and see if we can figure out how to be humans again. All right, guys, how are we going to become humans again?
Junior, you keep asking that, but we don't have answers.
I don't know what to do.
Hey there.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Brooklyn Guy. I was a cat, but I'm not anymore because I ate Stuart Little.
You ate Stuart Little?
Yeah, I saw him driving around in his little car, and I thought, if I eat him, I'll become him. So I ate him, and now I am him. I'm him. Himothy. Himmy Johns. Himmy Neutron. Himmy Hoffa. Himmy Kimmel. Himmy Turner. I'm him.
So what happened when you ate him?
Oh, it was pretty graphic. I mean, I snapped his little neck with my teeth. There was blood everywhere. It was brutal. But hey, I'm him.
Well, do you think you can help us become humans again?
Well, I think so, now that I can walk around and stuff.
So what's your solution?
Well, have you tried eating a human?
We tried eating a homeless man, but it was really sad. He kept screaming, ow, I ripped his ear off.
You should have let me do it. I'm capable of some pretty terrible things, apparently.
I don't know what to do. Cody, this is all your fault. You're the one that made all this happen.
Well, I'm sorry, Junior. I'm only human.
Cody, you're human again!
Well, I am? Oh, my God, I am!
Well, how'd that happen?
Well, I guess when I said I'm only human, I actually became human.
Wait, so all we have to do is say that saying and we'll all be humans again?
Yeah, I think we should try it.
All right, let's all say it together.
I'm only human.
We're all humans!
Dude, we're all humans again!
Destroy all humans. That was a cool game. And Destroy All Humans 2. That was awesome. You play as a little alien guy, you know? That was great. Anybody play that?
You're still wearing Stuart Little's clothes.
Yeah, and I like this shirt. I think I'm going to keep this. Screw Stuart Little. I wonder if I'm going to poop him out later. Oh, hold on. Man, I can't lick my balls anymore.
Oh, wait, hold on. So how are we going to get the whole world to turn back into humans? They all have to say it.
Oh, I'll just hold a press conference on the news and tell everybody to say I'm only human, and that'll turn everybody back.
That's a good idea. Before you do that, there's something I got to do.
Okay.
Junior, what are you doing? Get off there!
I'm eating broccoli!
Kill! Kill me!
Wait, that guy's still running around? What the hell is going on?
All right, Crass. Today, we have a Crass pet. He's a goldfish, and I named him Crab Cake. Hello, Crab Cake.
Aw, it's so little. It's so cute.
Wait. You like little things? Like, are you impressed by little things?
I'm talking about the fish.
So, Crass, you're probably wondering why we got a Crass pet in the first place. Well, it's to teach you all responsibility. So each week, one of you is going to get to take the fish home. And if the fish dies while you have it, then you're automatically expelled. So who wants to take the fish home first?
Me. I want it. Shut up. You don't know how to take care of a fish. Let me have this.
But if I want to take care of it too.
Me!
Who should I pick?
Pick me! I'm yelling louder than you!
Okay, stop creaming! I'm tired of you creaming right in my ear. It's like you guys come up to my ear and cream right in it. But since Junior and Penelope both want to take Crab Cake home, we're gonna let Crab Cake decide. So Junior and Penelope, come on up here.
Let Crab Cake decide? He's a fish!
You're just mad he's gonna choose me.
No, he's gonna pick me, because I'm pretty.
Alright, whoever Crab Cake swims towards gets to take him home. So go.
Come here, Crab Cake! Swim towards me!
Well, good, Junior. You get to take him home first.
Yes! What's wrong, Penelope?
Don't talk to me!
Are you mad because the fish chose me and not you?
You're gonna kill it!
Oh, thank you. I think I'm gonna kill it, too. I think I'm gonna do a good job taking care of this fish.
No, kill it and it will be dead.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll just see how dead it is when I kill it. Kill it as in take care of it, kill it. Like, you did a good job, like I killed it. Guys, you ready to come over to my house and watch me kill it? Like, not kill it, take care of it?
Yeah,
dude. I got the class pet.
That's nothing to brag about, Junior. If he dies, you get expelled.
He's not gonna die, Cody, because I'm gonna kill it.
Stop saying it like that.
I'm saying I'm gonna kill it, like I'm gonna do a good job.
Well, you shouldn't say it like that now.
Joseph, do you know how to take care of a fish?
Oh, yeah, dude, it's easy. All you have to do is feed him, like, once a month.
Wait, once a month?
Once a month?
Yeah. Hey, look, if he gets thirsty, he has all this water he could drink.
Yeah, look at all this water.
Junior, I don't think you're going to take care of this fish right.
Okay, Cody, since you're so worried, you want me to feed him right now? We can feed him pizza.
But he can't eat pizza, Junior.
Why not?
Because fish don't eat pizza.
Yes, they do. In that SpongeBob episode, that one fish ordered a Krusty Krab pizza.
What, that was SpongeBob. It was a cartoon.
But I like pizza, so he should like pizza.
Junior, he can't eat pizza.
Okay, how about we call Penelope and ask her what fish eat?
I don't think Penelope's going to help us because you took the fish from her.
Look, I'm going to use my smooth voice, and then she's going to come fast. All right, guys, it's ringing.
What?
I didn't say anything.
I meant, like, what? Why are you calling me?
Oh, well, Penelope.
That's not my name. It's Penelope.
Whatever, Pennsylvania. I was just thinking about what happened earlier today, and I wanted to call and say... I got the class pet! Na-na-na-boo-boo!
How mature. Why are you wasting your time calling me?
I wanted to know if you wanted to come over and help me take care of the fish.
Me? Help you? But I thought you were so amazing you could do it on your own.
Well, I am. I can do it on my own. I'm so amazing. I'm the best fish taker care of ever. I just wanted to see if you wanted to come over and see a master of someone who takes care of fish.
I'm hanging up.
No, wait. Penelope, I'll be honest. If you don't come over and save this fish, it's probably gonna die.
Fine, but only for you, Cody.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I'm going to brush my teeth.
She's not going to kiss you.
Maybe I should use toothpaste. She's here! Hey, baby!
Ew.
I'm so glad you decided to come over. I brushed my teeth for you.
Ugh, do you even floss?
No.
Disgusting! Where's the fish?
It smells like it could be nearby.
I meant crab cake.
Upstairs.
Ugh.
All right, baby. Here's the fish.
Hey, Cody.
Oh, hey, look, a fish. What's he doing? He's doing fish stuff. Look at that.
What do you guys need my help with?
Well, Cody says if the fish doesn't eat, it's going to die.
That's true.
So we don't know what to feed it.
Fish food?
What's that?
I knew you would be unprepared, so I brought some.
You brought some? Baby! See, look, we're meant for each other. You're always prepared, I'm always unprepared. You complete me.
No, Cody completes me.
Yeah.
All right, Joseph, since you've had a fish before, I think you should be the one to feed it.
Okay, no problem, dude.
Joseph, what are you doing?
What? That's how I feed my fish. Dude, I give them all the food all at once a month, so I won't have to feed them again.
Well, you're only supposed to give them a little bit.
Yeah, now the bowl's all dirty. We have to clean the bowl.
All right, who wants to grab the fish?
I'm not touching that.
What are you looking at me for?
I want you to grab the fish.
What, grab it? Like with my hands?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not a bear, Junior. I can't just grab fish.
Just grab it, Cody.
What am I supposed to put it in once I grab it?
This cup?
What, Junior, I don't want to do this. This is disgusting.
Cody, baby, it'd be so manly if you grabbed that.
You're barking up the wrong tree.
Come on, Cody, please grab it. Mwah.
Oh, okay, I'll grab it. Ew, it's so wiggly, Junior.
Put him in the cup, put him in the cup. Cody, did you just drop the fish down the...
Yeah.
Ah! You killed him!
No, he's not dead. Look, he's in there. Look, we can get him out. He's still alive. Just you go sit up there. We don't need someone screaming right now. All right, Cody, we have to call a plumber.
Junior, I'm going to throw up.
Look, throw up over there. Don't throw up in the sink. We're coming, fishy. I'm going to call a plumber.
Hey there, somebody call a plumber?
Yes, Mr. Plumber.
Please. Mr. Plumber was my father. You can just call me Plumber.
Okay, Plumber.
All right, so what's the problem?
Well, we were cleaning out my fish's bowl, and we accidentally dropped the fish down the sink.
Oh, that's no good. But don't worry, all drains lead to the ocean. Finding Nemo taught us that one. But that's actually the garbage disposal. Yeah, Nemo doesn't want to go in there. He's going to end up with a whole bunch of more bad fins.
Well, can you get my fish out?
I should be able to. Let me just take a look, see if I can see him. Oh, man, it's dark down there. I can't see anything. You mind if I turn on a few more lights?
Yeah, you can.
All right, this should help. Let me just flip this on.
What's wrong?
Give me a second.
What's wrong?
You had done one of those, like, 3,000-piece jigsaw puzzles?
Yeah.
That's your fishy.
He's dead?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, I see.
No, you really don't want to see that.
Well, he's dead.
Yeah.
What? Well, I'm going to get expelled from school now.
Well, I didn't know that. Maybe you told me that, I'd be more careful.
Well, what am I going to do?
I think the best thing to do would be to... What is that? Hold on, I think I hear my phone ringing.
What? I don't hear anything.
Yeah, no, that's definitely my phone. I left it out in the car. I should go answer that. In my car.
Hey! Oh no, what am I gonna do? Cody! Pineapple!
Cody, do you think the fish is gonna be okay?
We called the plumber, he'll get him out, it's fine. How's the fish, Junior?
He's been better.
Where's the fish, Junior?
What part of him?
What do you mean, what part?
He's about 35 pieces.
Why? What happened?
The plumber turned the garbage disposal on.
What?
Awesome, dude!
Oh my god, you killed him! I'm such a teacher! You're gonna get expelled!
No, you're not! Guys, get her!
Got
her. Get in here!
Hi! Stop screaming! My dad's gonna hear you!
Okay, Joseph, you're gonna stay here, and you're gonna guard the door, okay?
Okay, I got you, dude!
Come on, Cody. All right, Cody, if the teacher finds out I killed the fish, well, you killed the fish.
Me?
Yeah, because you dropped in the garbage disposal, and then the plumber turned it on, so you're, like, secondhand killing it.
We all did it.
Yeah, mostly you. What? But anyway, if the teacher finds out that the fish got killed, I'm gonna get expelled.
Well, you could always try replacing that fish with another one.
You're right, Cody, that's genius. I have some in my pantry.
Wait, what?
Right here.
Jimmy, that's a goldfish cracker.
Don't call me that.
Call you what?
You said, that's a goldfish cracker.
No, I said it's a goldfish cracker because that's what it is.
Just don't call me that word.
What would you call it?
I would call it the snack that smiles back. Goldfish! Okay, so that's not going
to
work?
No, Junior, you're going to have to do better than that. Go get a real fish from a pet store.
Okay. All right, Cody, I got a new goldfish.
Junior, this fish is huge.
It's the only one the pet store had.
But the last one was so tiny. How are you going to explain to the teacher that it grew twice its size?
Well, maybe it's the Grinch.
What?
Because, you know, the Grinch's heart grew twice its size.
Junior, this fish didn't steal the last can of Who Hash.
Well, look. At least it's a fish, and I'm not going to get expelled over your stupid, shaky, slippery hands. Aren't you used to grabbing, like, weird, wiggly things?
Yeah.
So then why'd you drop the fish?
I don't know. It's just all slippery and slimy.
Okay, look. We're going to take this to school, and the teacher's going to believe it. We'll just say that we fed him a lot of food, and... I don't know. This is stupid. Look. We're going to work it out.
Okay.
Oh, man, guys, I'm so nervous. I don't want to get expelled.
Dude, you're not going to get expelled. You left with a fish and you came back with a fish. That's all that matters.
But this fish is twice as big as the last one.
Oh, sorry, Crass, I'm rich. It's raining cats and dogs outside. So if you're hungry, go outside and catch you some food. Anyway, let's get started for today. Where's Penelope?
She's sick.
Oh, okay. All right, Junior, I'm going to come check out Crab Cake and make sure he's still alive.
Oh, hero, Crab Cake.
Oh,
You're huge, Crab Cake! Junior, what have you been feeding Crab Cake? Actual crab cakes?
Yeah. He loves his crab cakes. He eats cheeseburgers and he eats steaks. See, he's on the seafood diet. If he sees it, he eats it. Kind of like Cody's mom. She eats everything that's in front of her.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Crass, but we no longer have a Crass pet because I'm going to turn him into some sushi.
How did you get out, Cody?
Yeah.
Take her back to the closet.
Okay, come on, you.
What was that?
Oh, that was Penelope. You know, she stayed home sick from school today, and she came to the school to see what the homework was for tonight, because she's a nerd, and she really loves doing homework. So Cody went to go show her what the homework was.
Oh, okay.
So, does that mean I'm not expelled?
No, you passed. You brought me dinner for tonight. You get an A+.
Yeah! So, guys, what do you want to do today?
I don't know, dude. I'm bored.
Yes. I had an idea, right? So I had all these plush versions of us made, so I thought we could make YouTube videos about our lives, right? All the crazy adventures we go on, and we can upload them on YouTube.
That's the most embarrassing thing I've ever heard.
Dude, that's stupid as hell. We're not doing that.
But a lot of interesting stuff happens to us.
No one's going to want to watch that, Cody.
Yeah, and how long are we supposed to do this for?
Yeah, we're going
to
do that until we're 30?
Ugh, we're going to be old and decrepit.
Yeah, you're right. That would be kind of
cool. Yeah, I'd probably have a daughter by then, and Joseph would probably have a son.
Yeah.
And one on the way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't know about you.
No, I don't think I'd have any.
Yeah, and what, you're going to do it for 18 years?
Oh, that is a really long time.
Yeah, no, get that stuff out of our face.
Yeah, you're
not
young.
We're going to be real adults, and we're going to watch SpongeBob.
Yeah. Oh, I love SpongeBob.
Squidward! I was watching TV, and a plane hit one of the Twin Towers!
Patrick, that happened 25 years ago, you nincompoop! What, do you live under a rock?
Yeah.
Well, keep watching your TV, and the other tower might get hit.
Squidward, are you laughing at 9/11 again?
Meow. Oh, hey, Gary. Want a cookie?
Patrick, that's not one of your weed cookies again, is it?
No. It's laced with PCP.
Oh.
SpongeBob, get your snail off of me.
Actually, Squidward, can you watch Gary for me? Okay, thanks.
Where are you going, SpongeBob?
I'm gonna go get some sandy cheeks.
Are you ready, kids? I can't hear you. We have a new SpongeBob meal at Burger King. Get yours today.
Guys, Burger King's doing a SpongeBob Goofy Goober box meal.
Guys, calm down. We did this last year with Wendy's, and it was really disappointing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that, dude. That shit was trash. They better not do it again, or I swear to God, I'm gonna burn Burger King down.
Yeah, there's no way Burger King will mess it up like Wendy's did, because Wendy's didn't even fucking try.
Right?
But Burger King, and the commercial, guys, you saw it with your own eyes, right? It showed like a pineapple SpongeBob box, right?
Yeah,
but Wendy's had a cool box last time, too.
No, they advertised a box, but they didn't give us a box.
They lied to us about our damn box.
Yes, we have to get Chef Pee-Pee to go to Burger King, get us three Goofy Goober SpongeBob meals.
Oh, yeah, because we can't miss out on this.
Yeah, we have to get it.
But, guys, what if it's disappointing again? You're going to be so mad.
Listen. If Chef Pee-Pee goes to Burger King and gets us the SpongeBob meals and it shows up with regular brown paper bags, I swear to God, I'm gonna do something bad. I'm going to end up on every bad list in the world. Like, every bad list.
Every bad list.
I'm talking the no-fly list, the naughty list, Epstein's list, everything.
Wait, no, hold on. What was that last one?
Chef Pee-Pee, get in here!
No. What was that last one?
What do you want, Junior? I can't even want my ass in peace.
Well, Burger King's doing a SpongeBob Goofy Goober box meal, and I was wondering if you can get three of them for us.
Hell no! No! Oh, you got life f***ed up. I'm not doing this shit again. Last time I tried to help you get a goofy-ass goober meal, you got mad at me because, it was in a paper bag or some shit, and you started whining and crying after I tried to help you out. No, we're not doing this again.
But we really want the goofy goober.
I don't give a f*** about what you want. I don't give a care if it was Chick-fil-A special. No, we're not getting that shit.
But it's a goofy goober box meal, and Bergie on the commercial. Hey, right, Cody? It showed the box.
Yeah,
dude. I don't care about a box. It could have been a damn triangle. I don't want it. I don't want to get it. We're not doing it.
But, Chevy, how about this? What if I ride with you and I do all the talking? You just have to take me there.
Fine, if you do a lot of talking, because I'm not talking to any ugly ass in
there. Yeah, guys, I'm going to go try to get the Burger King Goofy Goober box now, okay? I'll be back, Cody.
What was that? Why did you do that?
Guys, goober as
goober as
goobered out with this one.
Oh, they really did. I mean, look what Burger King did. They went all out. Look, it's SpongeBob's pineapple as the box. Like, that's how you get your food. And even if they do that, look at the brown bag. Look at that. Look at that. SpongeBob on that bitch.
Oh, yeah. They got their bases covered.
Oh, yeah, they did.
They
did.
Check this shit out. The door f***ing open.
Oh! Bro. Oh, stop! Oh,
Oh, no way. The door opened.
No way.
Oh, they did it. Oh, they did it. Burger King, you did it. Yeah. You did that shit. Wendy,
step your f***ing game.
Yeah, Wendy, go out of business, you stupid redhead.
Get it together.
Yeah, Wendy's is stupid. Oh, look at this. They got a SpongeBob crown.
Why did you think that we were kings?
Oh, open that shit. Open that shit. Shit.
Guys, no f***ing way.
What?
Oh! Oh!
Oh! Crusty Crab chicken nuggets.
Cheesy bacon tots.
Stop.
No f***ing way.
It looks like the Krusty Krab.
It does.
Oh, my God. They did it.
What is this? It's more?
Oh,
it's
the Whopper?
It's a f***ing square shape.
It's yellow.
F***ing yellow.
Oh, my God. Krabby Patty.
And it's yellow.
Oh! Oh, Burger King. Burger King, how'd you do it? Look, that's yellow, like a Krabby Patty. The bun is yellow.
They ran our minds, dude. They are just spitting right in the face of Wendy's.
Yeah. Look at that. Brown paper bag, Pom Bomb. Brown paper bag, Captain D's. What is that?
That's the Flying Dutchman.
Flying Dutchman on that bitch. Look. Oh my God, pineapple box. SpongeBob's house. The door opens.
Ow!
The door opens.
Yeah, boy.
You can go inside. You can live in that bitch. If you have a gerbil, if you have a hamster, you can live in that.
Who lives in a SpongeBob under the sea? I do.
Yeah, or your pet gerbil.
Or my gerbil.
Oh, my God. Guys, oh, dream come true. I don't know how they do this shit. Wendy's couldn't even put it on a bag. And Burger King said, you know what? Hold my crown.
Yeah. All out on the ass.
Yeah, Burger King. Burger King, you did it. Burger King, you did it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no toy.
Oh. Damn.
Yeah, there is no toy, but like, you know what?
The box is the toy.
Yeah, who needs a toy?
Yeah. Right?
Who needs a toy? But, you know, Burger King, oh, God, Burger King did it. They did it.
They gave me a hard one with that.
Everyone, like, open up your shit. That's all eat.
Yeah.
That's all eat. Oh, my, and the crowns.
Oh.
The crowns. What? They could have just did the crowns.
Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah,
look
at this shit.
Patrick
Starberry Shortcake Pie.
Patrick Starberry Shortcake?
Starberry Shortcake.
Oh!
Come on.
Wait a minute. Guys. I forgot the f***ing milkshake.
Milkshake?
No way, dude.
Moo! Milkshake is shit.
What? Dude, what the hell is this?
Is this pineapple?
I think so. Take a sip.
It's pineapple.
Uh-huh.
No way.
The only thing I'm going to complain about, though, is there's no SpongeBob on the cup.
Junior, don't be greedy.
Yeah, come on, dude.
I know.
They're giving us everything.
I know.
It's yellow. You know who that is.
Yeah, I know who it is. I mean, they literally went all out. I mean, it's just so f***ing tears.
I'm sipping on SpongeBob, nigga!
Oh, they did it. Oh, my God. All right, guys, let's dig in and let's eat. Who lived in a SpongeBob under the sea?
Man, I'm just so rich and bored. There's nothing to do right now. I'll just watch some damn Jerry. Yeah, stupid mouse. You better run. You better run, stupid mouse.
We have a new SpongeBob meal at Burger King. Get yours today.
Burger King got a SpongeBob meal? Before me? Before me? Nah, maybe I'm just hallucinating because of the medicine and the alcohol. I'm gonna call Steve. Let me call Steve.
Hey, Ronald.
Steve, baby. How you doing, Steve?
Okay, how are you?
I'm great, Steve. You know, since I started my anxiety medication with alcohol, nothing really gets out of my skin anymore.
Yeah, you are a lot calmer.
Yeah. So, tell me why I'm watching Tom and Jerry. You've seen Tom and Jerry, right?
The one with the mouse and the cat?
Yeah! That grip's hilarious! Oh, they just keep chasing and running! So you've seen it?
Yes.
Okay. You ever think he's gonna catch that mouse?
I don't know, Ronald.
God, I hope he does. Actually, no. I take it back. I hope he doesn't catch the mouse, because then the show would end. I really think they're friends behind the scenes, you know?
It is a good show, Ronald.
So tell me why I'm watching Tom and Jerry, and a commercial comes on for Burger King, and they got a SpongeBob meal, Steve. Now, Steve, refresh my memory. I believe the last time someone had a SpongeBob meal and they screwed it up, I said, next time, come to McDaddy, and McDaddy will make sure it's done right. Now, refresh my memory, Steve. Did that happen? How long ago was that?
That was about a year ago.
Oh, so it did happen. So I'm not hallucinating.
No, that did happen.
So, Steve, tell me why that Burger King got the SpongeBob meal and I did it.
Well, They didn't offer it to us, Ronald.
I don't give a crap, Steve! Everyone wants the McJohnson! Everyone wants the McD! They should have come crawling to me!
I'm sorry, Ronald.
You're not sorry, Steve! If you were sorry, you would have gotten me the SpongeBob meal! Steve, you're not doing your job! You're fired!
But, Ronald!
I don't care, Steve! You're not doing your job right, Steve! You're fired! Steve! I'll call you in the morning, baby. You know what they say? You want something done right? You gotta do it yourself! At the Tom and Jerry. Run!
So, Wendy, what do you think of my SpongeBob meal?
You know, it's real and honest.
Better than yours?
Yes.
Do you like the box? It looks like Robert's house.
Yeah, actually, I really like the door. That's kind of cool.
Yes, eat your yellow burger.
Oof.
Hey! Wow! That is really nice. I love this.
Ronald, what are you doing here?
I came to congratulate you, because you did such a great job on this SpongeBob meal. And I was watching Tam and Jerry. Great show, but this commercial came on, and I said, I gotta go talk to the Burger King and let him know that he won. I couldn't have done it better. You win. Put it in.
Really?
Yeah. You really thought that I would think this is better than me? If McDaddy would have done it, it would have been done right. I had 43,000 locations! People would have been stacked trying to get a SpongeBob meal from McDonald's.
Ronald, what are you doing here? What do you want?
Do you hear that? I swear, there's something really annoying in my ear. I can't hear anything.
Real mature, Ronald.
There it goes again. It must be my tinnitus or something. So anyway, 43,000 locations, right? You know how many you have?
Yes, I do.
No, you don't. I'll answer for you. 19,000!
How many do I have?
7,000. But let me check out your meal. You know, oh, wow. That tastes very pineapple.
Yes.
You know, let me just test drive all the rest of the stuff, you know. We got a pie, crappy burger.
Yellow.
Ooh, I like this. I don't know what's in it. I hope the box is edible. Where is it, though?
What are you looking for?
That toy! Why is there no toy in your SpongeBob meal? Me? If I would have done it, Mr. Squid, SpongeBob, Krabby McCrabs, Plankton, Shoot. Oh, she's driving my patience right now. You really need to get your walls inspected for vermin, because it's just throwing me off. Every time I try to say something, or if you throw it off track by the most annoying piece of... I'm gonna call him Doc. If I would have done it, it would have had toys. It would have had all of them. Collect them all. People would have been going to every location to get every single toy. I say, we settle this the old-fashioned way, okay? I can't cuss in this video. So I say, we throw up our fisticuffs. Am I right? We tussle a little bit. You know what I'm saying? If I win, make it the SpongeBob meal. And if you win, you can have one of my 43,000 locations. That one location? Worth at least 19,000 Burger Kings. It'll outsell all of them. What do you think?
Very well.
I was hoping you'd say that. Hey, listen, before we start, I'm going to give you a free shot, okay? Put it right there, as hard as you can. Don't hold back. I almost felt that.
Looks like burger.
So, guys, what do you want to do today?
You guys want to watch Impractical Jokers?
What's Impractical Jokers?
You've never seen Impractical Jokers?
No, what is it?
It's a show where you see scenes of graphic stupidity among three lifelong friends who compete to embarrass each other.
That sounds silly.
Impractically silly.
We should watch it! Yeah, let's watch it!
Okay.
Ha! Hey, guys!
Today, we're at Red Lobster.
And we're going to be pranking some unsuspecting customers.
If you refuse to do the challenge,
you're eliminated!
Hello, welcome to Red Lobster. What can I get you to eat?
I don't know.
Hey, Tito, before he orders, you should blow a bicycle horn in his face.
In his face.
How about, I want to order a...
Keep going! Keep going! Keep what he's doing!
Garlic shrimp scampi coming up.
Hey, don't bring him what he ordered. Bring him some Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Here's your Kentucky Fried Chicken, sir.
How incredibly racist. Let me speak to your manager. Where is he?
Forget it. I might as well try it.
Yeah.
Who don't like chicken?
All right, Tito, now call him the N-word.
Do it. I never back down from a challenge. Man, I never lose!
You killed it!
Alright, man, your turn.
You got it. Hey, thank you for choosing Red Lobster. What can I get you guys to eat?
Give him a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah, punch him in the face!
Maybe a knuckle sandwich.
He did it! He punched him! Do it again!
Hit him!
Do it again!
Ow, you just punched me in the face!
Sorry about that.
What are your specials?
I just gave him one, a knuckle sandwich.
Any other specials?
Those guys look pretty gay.
Yeah, tell them Gay Pride was in June.
Yeah, do it!
We don't have any specials for you because Gay Pride Month was in June.
Okay, but you guys better not make me do anything stupid.
Get in there!
Go!
Hey there, welcome to Red Lobster. What can I get you two to eat?
What would you recommend?